percentage. So
right.
That puts, in terms of odds on DK Sportsbook, Oregon at even money because they're in the weaker conference.
Yes, they should roll in the North this year.
Yep, I like Oregon over 8.5. I think that's something that you're on.
Yep.
I'm not going to bet them in the Pac-12, though, because USC is plus 105. I think USC has a chance to maybe be in that game. And then Utah is plus 115. They're the biggest underdog of the three to be in the Pac-12 championship game. So I think you can bet them at plus 115 to make the Pac-12 championship game on DK Sportsbook. And then just bet them to win it. I think Utah is going to win the Pac-12. I think Utah has a chance to go 11-1, win the Pac-12, and get into the college football playoff, which is plus 500 on DK Sportsbook. I really think they can get there. Alabama and Ohio State are teams that I would consider locks. And I spoke earlier on the podcast about my podcast, Unreasonable Odds. We're working on an Unreasonable Odds special of Alabama and Ohio State to both win either over 10.5 games or to make the college football playoff as a parlay to get them together. Those teams are going to be in. But after that, Georgia, I think, has a great shot. Clemson, maybe a shot. And then it's open. I don't mind that bet you did there. So plus 500 on Utah to get in. But I'll send it back to you on this, CT, because you took an under on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, which they've had some rough luck with the offensive line lately. Do you think Tampa makes the playoffs?
I do. And I actually meant to say this to Ken Thompson before. I did like his small little take. He didn't go into it. But I am high on the New Orleans Saints as well this year. I think their win total is at 8. I think they're going to give that division a little run for their money. Yep. They always play Tampa tough.
They do.
I do think Tampa Bay will get into the playoffs. I just think that number is just – it's just – inflated like it is every year, but Ken made a great point. Tom Brady doesn't seem to faze him. We've seen it how many years, right?
So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give out another play, and what I do with numbers, you know, we're betting numbers here. What I do with numbers, when we have a menu like we do at DK Sportsbook, I try and find things that can be parlayed that are as close to locks as possible. So I think it can be parlayed. College football win totals can be parlayed. They can't be parlayed with other college football win totals. They can be parlayed with certain NFL futures. So we have NFL playoff parlays on DraftKings Sportsbook. One of the outcomes is the Buffalo Bills and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to both make the playoffs, which is minus 250. So you agree those teams will both make the playoffs?
Yes, I do.
But the Bucs and the Bills, that's minus 250. You can parlay it with an Alabama over 10.5 wins. I gave out Alabama over 10.5 wins when we released it on DK Sportsbook. I put it out at minus 190. Steep. It's now minus 280.
Oh, wow.
Because there's no way that Alabama is losing two games. They have to go 10-2 to lose this bet.
Alabama's not losing two
games. Alabama had, by all accounts, an atrocious season last year. They went 11-1 and lost in the national championship game. Right. They're not losing two games. They're probably going to go 12-0. I think they're going to go 12-0. But if they don't, they are most certainly going 11-1. They are not losing two games.
I'm with you there. I think they're undefeated.
So you parlay these on DK Sportsbook.
So say
Bills
it again.
Bills and Bucks to make the playoffs.
Bills, Bucks.
Again, this isn't the playoff tab. This is the playoffs parlays tab. That's what allows you to parlay it. And you parlay it with Alabama over 10.5 wins. You get a loss in there. I don't think they're going to lose, but you get a free loss. Put those together, it's minus 111 on DK Sportsbook.
Wow. Jules is always
play with
finding
numbers,
these.
Man. You gotta find these little parlays.
I don't mind it. And something that you and I were talking about off air before the show started, I looked it up in breaks. So Bama gets, who do they get? The stud wide receiver from Georgia who won a national championship with Georgia last year. And what does he say? He says, screw you guys, I'm coming to Bama.
I love that move. I am a Bama guy.
Right. I'm going to win back-to-back national champions. And we couldn't remember his championships, and we couldn't remember his name. I looked it up. It's Jermaine Burton.
Jermaine Burton, okay.
Who transferred, and he will be a nice target for Bryce Young there, and he's only a junior.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Las Vegas Aviators Baseball Club and the Commissioner's Office of Major League Baseball and is intended solely for the private, non-commercial use of our audience. Any publication, reproduction, retransmission, or other accounts of this game without the express written consent of the Las Vegas Aviators is prohibited.
Las Vegas Aviators Baseball is on the air. Target is locked.
Las Vegas Aviators Baseball on AM 920 Raider Nation Radio is brought to you by VisitLaughlin.com, Laborers 872, Pulte Homes, America First Credit Union, Valley Health System, STN Sports, and Credit One Bank, the official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. And now, let's go out to the ballpark. Here's the 2021 Nevada Sportscaster of the Year, Ross Langer.
Very hearty welcome to all of you from Las Vegas Ballpark under partly cloudy skies. The Las Vegas Aviators, after a day off yesterday, a travel day, coming home from Albuquerque, are getting set for a six-game homestand. All six games against the in-state rival, Reno Aces. Reno is the Arizona Diamondbacks AAA affiliate. The Las Vegas Aviators are aligned with the Oakland Athletics. And this is an interesting series because Reno is in first place in the Pacific Coast League's Western Division. Las Vegas is in second place. They were in first place for 47 days. But because Reno got hot at one point recently, they won 11 out of 12 before dropping 4 out of 6 at home to Salt Lake. The Reno Aces are in first place by 2.5 over the Las Vegas Aviators. Aviators got cold into coming back from a very disappointing road trip, losing 7 out of 9, losing all 3 in Round Rock, where the batting kind of went flat. Then the bats picked up in Albuquerque, but the pitching, for the most part, did not. And they lost 4 out of 6 there, including a tough game 2 nights ago, 6-5 in the finale. So the Aviators tonight, this is, again, a battle for first place. If the Aviators can win 4 out of 6, they'll be a half a game back of Reno, but we'll kind of wait and see. This is the first time these two teams have played since May 22nd in Reno. They've already played 12 times, and they got a boatload more games to against each other. Las Vegas is going to go up to Reno for a series, and Reno comes back here on September 20th. So a whole lot of games between these two teams, 18 more. Las Vegas has won 5 and lost 7 against Reno so far this year. The matchup for tonight for Las Vegas, left-hander Zach Logue, who had a rough outing last time out in Albuquerque, will try to bounce back. He only lasted 3 innings plus in that game. He is 3-3 with a 6.14 ERA. And Zach is opposed by righty Ryan Nelson. He's having a respectable year. He's been with Reno all season, 20 starts, 7 victories, and 5 defeats, a 5.70 ERA. And in 3 starts against the Aviators, he is 1-0 with a 3.29 ERA. One player to watch on Reno that the Aviators have not seen before, super prospect Corbin Carroll. Carroll is an outfielder. He's playing left field and batting third tonight. They say he's the total package. Everywhere you look, everything you read, everybody you talk to. Great speed, power, and fine defense also. So Corbin Carroll, one guy to look for. And one guy that pitchers never want to look for is Stone Garrett, the Reno cleanup hitter, because Garrett has a staggering 200 total bases this year, 25 home runs and 86 RBIs to lead the league by far in only 91 games. So this is a very good and well-balanced Reno team. The Hash House of Go-Go pregame show will continue with a lot more right after this.
Aviator One, wearing the night goggles, waiting for the fireworks.
Your Las Vegas Aviators, the AAA affiliate of the Oakland Athletics, are ready to battle our interstate rivals, the Reno Aces, the AAA affiliate of the Arizona Diamondbacks. Friday night, a spectacular fireworks show will light up the sky, presented by your Las Vegas Hyundai dealers. Then on Saturday, the first 2,000 fans get a free Aviators back-to-school lunch bag, presented by America First Credit Union. We wrap up the series on Sunday night. Get your tickets now at aviatorslv.com.
Greetings, mortals. I am Poinsettia, goddess of points. Did you know the Wander card from Credit One Bank allows you to earn points on your adventures? National parks, zoos, amusement parks, and other places mortals visit, like professional sporting events and theatrical productions. On large hills with snow, favorite. Enjoy the full bounty of this well-traveled and accepted credit card.
The Wander card by Credit One Bank. Life ever rewarded. Visit GoCreditOne.com. Official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. Terms apply. Visit GoCreditOne.com for more details.
The world's best pizza, and you made it.
I made it.
But what if no one could taste it because they couldn't find it to order online?
Sad.
Very sad. Luckily, 99.9% reliability from Cox Business Internet does more than help with everyday tasks. It helps connect your business to your customers.
Order up!
So the world's best pizza can finally reach the world. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. All services subject to Cox Business General Terms.
STN Sports is the only sports betting app you need this season. STN Sports has it all. In-play betting, mobile parlay cards, the Play Plus card to fund and withdraw from anywhere in Nevada, and the latest lines on every game. STN Sports even lets you earn points for every bet. Safe and easy betting from your phone or tablet. Go to StationCasinosports.com or sign up at any Station Casino, Wildfire, or the El Cortez. Details available at all sportsbooks.
All right, welcome back. As we continue with this edition of the Hash House of Go-Go pregame show, we're going to get into some of the conversation about some of the trades that took place for the just recently passed trading deadline. A lot of movement, tons of it. Matt Nevin and I are going to get into it. Tonight's a televised game, of course, on Cox, Your View, Channel 14. It's one of 10. There'll be two more after tonight. And so the crowd coming in, it's a gorgeous evening, a little on the warm side, a little on the humid side, actually. But it should be a very, very pleasant evening, and a good crowd already has arrived for tonight. Around the major leagues, the Rockies and San Diego Padres, the newly retooled San Diego Padres, are getting ready to start their game. Eighth inning in New York, Seattle leading in Pittsburgh, the Pirates lead the Brewers 5-3. Bottom of the ninth inning in Cleveland, Arizona with a 6-3 lead there. Seventh inning in Atlanta, the Braves lead the Phillies 9-1. In the seventh inning in Minnesota, the Twins lead the Tigers 3-2. Bottom of the seventh in St. Louis, the Cardinals are shutting out the Cubs now 5-0. Sixth inning in Arlington, Baltimore 6, Texas 1. Red Sox and Astros are tied at 1 in Houston. They're in the sixth inning. Middle of the fifth in Chicago, White Sox lead the Kansas City Royals 5-2. After 1 in Anaheim, Angels 1 and the Athletics nothing. The Dodgers and Giants no score in the top of the second in San Francisco. Reds beat the Marlins 2-1. Nationals defeated the Mets. That was a 5-1 final. And I mentioned the Rockies and Padres. That's the second game of a doubleheader. The first one went to San Diego behind Yu Darvish by a score of 13-5. Lots of movement. The Yankees and Oakland made that big trade involving Frankie Montas and another pitcher. And two of the guys that Oakland got are here. And one of them is going to pitch tomorrow. J.P. Sears, a left-hander. The other one, Ken Waldichuk, will pitch on Saturday in Game 5 of a six-game series. They're both left-handers. It'll be interesting to see how they do in their Las Vegas Aviator debut in the Pacific Coast League. And there's a lot more deals to tell you about as we move along. Christian Lopes given his release today. We wish Christian Lopes the very best as he moves along in his career. Good guy and just starting to hit well when he pulled his hamstrings. It's unfortunate for him. Hopefully he'll latch on somewhere. And Austin Allen dealt to the St. Louis Cardinals, with the Aviators having brought in Bo Taylor, the left-handed hitting catcher. Austin Allen moving on. The good news for Austin, he's going to go to AAA Memphis, but if he gets called up, he'll be home. He's a St. Louis guy. Anyway, we've got a lot more coming up, including the starting lineups next, right after this.
In the front, we'll take out that tree, install a new fence.
You're gonna call 811, right?
Isn't that just for excavators?
No, dude. Calling 811 is for excavators, homeowners, contractors, anyone. Natural gas lines and other utilities can be buried anywhere. Call 811 two working days before any digging project to get all underground lines marked for free.
Thanks, deep-voiced narrator.
You're welcome, dude. Brought to you by...
The annual blowout is just a week away, and we've got a lot of work to do.
Kenan's Rug Emporium is rolling out a Labor Day bonanza.
We have that flat weave shipment coming in.
He needs 10 new sales associates as the crowds loom large.
Can someone run a stock check on all the Moroccan 8x10s?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
So, about our summer road trip.
New York City!
Or the Grand Canyon.
Five-star hotels!
Or backpacking.
The spa.
Or how about...
Oh, never mind.
Wherever you go this summer, start with a great deal on a new Hyundai. It's your journey. Own every mile at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 2.99% APR for up to 48 months on select Hyundai vehicles. Test drive one today at your local Hyundai dealer. Visit buyhyundai.com to find the dealer nearest you. Offer ends 9/6/22. Call 1-562-314-4603 for complete offer details.
The greatest city on earth is bouncing back. Thanks to the hard work of the brave men and women of Laborers Union Local 872, we never stopped the build. Our members are on job sites across the valley, working to ensure that Las Vegas keeps its place as the sports and entertainment capital of the world. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Welcome back to Las Vegas Ballpark, and it's time now for the national anthem. Vegas Ballpark. We'll come back with the starting lineups and the first pitch of the game next, right after this.
Greetings, mortals. I am Poinsettia, goddess of points. Did you know the Wander card from Credit One Bank allows you to earn points on your adventures? National parks, zoos, amusement parks, and other places mortals visit, like professional sporting events and theatrical productions. On large hills with snow, at carnivals with mystics, a personal favorite. Enjoy the full bounty of this well-traveled and accepted credit card.
The Wander card by Credit One Bank. Life ever rewarded. Visit GoCreditOne.com. Official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. Terms apply. Visit GoCreditOne.com for more details.
Hi, I'm Susan Feniger, chef of Barbecue Mexicana and Pachamamas at the Las Vegas Ballpark. You guys coming out for a ball game this season and looking for something different to eat? Visit us on the main level for mouth-watering burritos and much more from Barbecue Mexicana and delicious chicken or veggie skewers from our Pachamamas cart. No matter what your craving is, we've got something for everyone. So come check us out. We'd love to see you. And by the way, go Aviators.
STN Sports is the only sports betting app you need this season. SA Betting, mobile parlay cards, the Play Plus card to fund and withdraw from anywhere in Nevada, and the latest lines on every game. STN Sports even lets you earn points for every bet. Safe and easy betting from your phone or tablet. Go to StationCasinosports.com or sign up at any Station Casino, Wildfire, or the El Cortez. Details available at all sportsbooks.
Steiner's, the Nevada Style Pub, invites you to play the best tavern, keno, and video poker in Vegas. Promos are how we roll to make the most of your gaming dollars here with us. Come play our proud partner gaming promotion, Fly Aviators Fly, and receive daily free play, bonuses, and more. With a chance to win awesome brand of prizes and big money for all the jackpots each week. It's not only great gaming that Steiner's Pub has, it's the 24 awesome rotating draft beers, and Vegas' best appetizers to match. So join us in supporting your Las Vegas Aviators, Golden Knights, Lights, Aces, and the Raiders as we make history in Vegas. Steiner's, the Nevada Style Pub at 8410 West Cheyenne, 1750 North Buffalo, and Las Vegas Boulevard at Windmill. Steiner's, I love this place.
All right, welcome back. Russ Langer here with Matt Neverett. We're set to start, and we got the starting lineup first for the visiting Reno Aces. Reno managed by Gil Velasquez. 54-45 is their record. The Diamondbacks AAA team leads off with the designated hitter tonight, and that is Cooper Hummel. Hitting second, the shortstop, Wilmer Defoe. Hitting third in left field will be Corbin Carroll. So Defoe is second, And then Carroll is third. Hitting cleanup in right field, Stone Garrett. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Dominic Fletcher. In the sixth spot, third baseman, Jake Hager. Batting seventh at first, Dominic Canzone. Hitting eighth, the catcher, Grayson Griner. And hitting ninth at second base, Giancarlos Cintrone. On the mound, righty Ryan Nelson, 7-5, a 5.70 ERA. The Aviators are skippered by Fran Reardon, Oakland's AAA team, 51 wins, 47 losses. Leading off in left field tonight, Cal Stevenson. Hitting second, third baseman Sheldon Noisy. In the third spot, right fielder Luis Barrera. The cleanup hitter, the catcher, Shea Langeliers. Batting sixth at second base, Nate Mondu. Batting seventh at first, Billy McKinney. In the eighth spot, the center fielder, Christian Pache. And batting ninth at shortstop, Kevin Smith. With Zach Logue, the Cincinnati kid, on the mound. Logue, Toronto property before being traded over. 6 feet tall, 185. 26 years old. Three wins, three losses, and a 6.15 ERA. Cooper Hummel digs in right now. And the first pitch of tonight's game. Fastball is a strike on the outside corner. 0-1 at 91 miles an hour. Cooper Hummel starts off at 3-14. Four homers and 14 batted in. Here is the 0-1 pitch now. Fastball foul back. Strike two. So Cooper Hummel leading off Wilmer Defoe on deck, and then Corbin Carroll after that against Zach Logue, who's trying to bounce back from a rough outing in Albuquerque last time out. 0-2 is the count. Logue, lefty, kicks and delivers. Fastball line to first, knocked down by McKinney, who picks it up and steps on the bag and is one out. Good play by McKinney. That was a low screamer there, Matt. He got a glove on it and made the play.
And McKinney basically just playing first base since the All-Star break. Did a great job there of just keeping the glove down. Sometimes those are the easiest ones to field. Those rocket shots hit right at you. Great composure and an even better recovery by McKinney for the game's first down.
Wilmer Defoe comes up now. Las Vegas defensively for this one. Billy McKinney at first. Nate Mondu at second. The shortstop, Kevin Smith. Swing and a miss, strike one on the switch hitting Defoe. Batting right-handed. At third base, Sheldon Noisy. Cal Stevenson in left. Christian Pache in center. Luis Barrera is in right. And Shea Langeliers catching. Fastball foul back, 92 miles an hour. Two strikes the count. Defoe, D-I-F-O, 275. Four homers and 32 batted in. Corbin Carroll is on deck. Zach Logue. Fastball 90 to 92. Slider. Straight changeup. Here's the 0-2 on the way. Defoe takes an off-speed pitch, maybe a little low, close toward the outside. One ball and two strikes on Wilmer Defoe, who is from the Dominican Republic, was with Pittsburgh last year. The 1-2 look by Logue. He turns and fires. Breaking ball, pull foul outside third. A cutter at 89. And the count remains 1-2 on Defoe. And as you pointed out when we were chatting earlier, Matt, one of a few guys on this Reno team with Pittsburgh roots.
Yeah, the Cole Tucker currently on the injured list, former top prospect of the Pirates, another switch hitter, just the same as Defoe's. Kind of a weird happenstance here.
Here is the 1-2 and the breaking ball taken low. Two balls and two strikes is the count on William Defoe.
When you mentioned it, a lot of handful of Pittsburgh guys in the organization, a lot of top guys in the Diamondbacks organization in total. 11 out of the top 30 in the MLB pipeline rankings.
Fastball popped into shallow right. Long run for Barrera on the dead run. The ball lands for a base hit. And McKinney, who hustled out, picks it up and lobs it in. A little dunker by Defoe. A little flare that pops in. One-on-one out for Corbin Carroll. Defoe has four steals. He's been caught twice. The plate umpire, this is the first time since very early in the year that there's been a four-man umpiring crew for an Aviators game, either here or on the road. Nate Tomlinson is on the plate. First base ump, Darius Gagne. The second base umpire, Luis Hernandez, and Clint Vondrak is at third. Low stretches and comes home, and Carroll takes a strike, 0-1. Carroll at 261 in 13 games since arriving at AAA. Three homers and nine batted, and already six steals and seven tries. Corbin Carroll is from Seattle. And again, reading and listening and just absorbing. Everybody loves this young man. They say he can do it all. He swings at a slider, fouls it off to the left out of play. 0-2. But the Aviators are getting their first look at Carroll, who is not the most physically imposing guy at 5'10 and around 170. But he's only 21. He'll be 22 in about 3 weeks. Born in Seattle. Back's number one draft pick in 2019. Corbin Carroll. Lefty on lefty. Logue looks at first with one out. And the pitch. That's up high. One ball and two strikes. Last year at Hillsboro, he only played 7 games before he had season-ending shoulder surgery. But by all accounts, that injury is a distant memory. Defoe off first. Here's the 1-2 stretch. Fastball just low. That was close. Ball two. 2-2.
Carroll, highly drafted player, highly rated prospect throughout his young career. He's done nothing but hit. He's definitely lived up to those laurels to this point.
The scouts say he plays above his size in every facet of the game. Here's the pitch. Try to hold up on an outside pitch. The appeal. Nope, no swing. That was close. Clint Vondrak saying no. 3-2. But the other thing about Corbin, not only has he hit well and run extremely well, but they say that his baseball instincts and baseball IQ and work ethic are off the charts. So they believe they have something very special in this young man. He lines one into left center for a base hit. Over to cut it off is Pache. Racing for third is Defoe. Down to second goes Carroll. The throw there is not in time. Well, one thing we know, he had a line drive base hit on a 3-2 pitch, and the throw went toward third, and Carroll broke for second. And, Matt, when he had the idea that he could get second, he was gone.
Yeah, no hesitation whatsoever. A great job, as you mentioned, of playing above the size, playing above the speed even. He's a really speedy guy, but those instincts and that early decision, the keys to taking second on the base hit.
Now, the league RBI king, and it's not even close, Stone Garrett steps up. He's at 287, 25 homers, and a staggering 86 RBIs. Fastball's a strike on one. The Aviators pull the infield all the way in on the right side. Left side, they're in the base path. Defoe at third. Carroll with speed to burn at second. A strike on Stone Garrett. So Logue already in the soup here in the first. High foul to the right, and it goes slicing back out of play. 92 miles an hour. He challenged him. 0-2.
And an interesting look from the right side from Garrett. We've seen him before this year. Of course, these two teams opened up the 2022 season. Don't remember him choking up on the bat this much. And for a power batter, that's not typically something you see. So unique here. And Garrett obviously going to choke up with two strikes, but he was choked up this far when he stepped in for the plate appearance.
Logue set. Second and third, one out. The 0-2 hits him. 92-mile-an-hour fastball. Try to come in. Came in too far. And that loads up the bases for the left-handed hitting center fielder Dominic Fletcher. Watching on the replay, got him on the left arm, the upper portion of the left arm. All right, here's Fletcher. Batting in the fifth slot. Fletcher, who is from Orange, California, was a double-A Amarillo in the Diamondback system last year. Left-handed hitting center fielder checks in at 308. Four homers and 20 batted in. But the infield will now play for two. Defoe at third. Carroll at second. Garrett at first, the pitch. And that's a called strike on the inside at 86. 0-1 on Dominic Fletcher.
This is the seventh bases loaded situation that Logue has faced on the year. He's given up just one hit and a pair of RBIs in such outings, so a chance here to limit the damage in the first.
Here's the 0-1 with the bases loaded and one out. Fletcher hits a breaking ball foul to left. That was that curveball that he flips in there every once in a while. That was 78 miles an hour. And Logue jumps ahead 0-2. Logue's first two starts of the year were here against Reno. Opening night, 2 2/3. Allowed one earned run on three hits. He's pulled after 49 pitches. He was on a pitch limit. 5 days later, went four innings. Allowed four runs earned. Pitch foul back. 0-2. So, Logan, two starts against Reno, has given up 5 earned runs in 6 2/3 innings. But many of the guys in the lineup at that time are no longer around. They haven't played each other, these two teams, since May 22nd. So it's almost like a fresh slate. Bases loaded, one gone. Lowe gets set, and the pitch to Fletcher. Fastball's high.
Of course, haven't played each other since May, although they're going to be sick of each other by the time September rolls around because they play here this week. They play twice more, including the final six-game set of the year here at Las Vegas Ballpark to end September.
Defoe at third. Carroll at second. Garrett at first. We're in the top of the first. Logue winds and delivers. There's a pop fly in the shallow left field. Stevenson on the dead run, and he has to plant it a bounce, and now he can't pick it up. One run scores, and the bases remain loaded. Stevenson, who does cover a lot of ground, came in, but much like the ball that Defoe hit to right, he just couldn't reach it. He pulled up on it, and then he reached for it, and it went off his glove. And when it went off his glove, any chance for a force play anyway was not realistic. The best chance he would have had for a force play would have been second. There was no way he was going to get Carroll a third. So it's 1-0 Reno. And Steve Connolly going out to visit with Logue here, who's been the victim of some bad luck on the pop-ups by Defoe and Fletcher, but had a good piece of fortune when the Hummer liner was knocked down by Billy McKinney.
And the scoring coming down, it is an RBI base hit for Dom Fletcher to get the aces on the board 1-0. And for Zach Logue, just trying to quell the seas here, there's still speed on every bag, so a strikeout would be monumental for out number two. But at this point, he'll take the outs any way he can get it. And just looking out towards the right field home side bullpen, there's nobody throwing yet, but definitely a couple of bodies up and stirring for the Aviators.
Connolly back to the dugout. And have a right-handed hitting Reno third baseman, Jake Hager, who is a local guy from Henderson, steps in. And a fastball swung on a missed strike one at 90 miles an hour, 0-1.
And as we speak, the right-hander David McKay getting loose.
Hager, 240, one homer, 17 batted in. Carroll at third, Garrett at second, Fletcher at first. Here's the pitch. Change up outside. One ball to one strike on Jake Hager. Logue's last outing 6 days ago in Albuquerque. Touched up for 9 runs, 8 earned on 9 hits. Coco Montes homered off of him, and he absorbed the loss. There's a pop-up on the right side. Billy McKinney's in foul ground. The infield fly rule is called as he makes the catch basically next to the bag. Big out to get Hager. The bases remain loaded with 2 outs. And the left-handed hitting Reno first baseman Dominic Canzone comes up now.
Well, and as mentioned, that second out is huge because it would have been really, really tough to turn a double play anywhere around the infield with good speed on all three bases. So now Lowe conceivably one pitch away, and he has been all over the strike zone with 18 of his 26 pitches thus far, either called or swung on for strikes.
Bases loaded, 2 down. Lowe facing the number 7 hitter Canzone. Fastball, a little outside, ball 1, 1-0. Dominic Canzone hitting 253, standing in now. Two-tone bat, left-handed batter. Logue collects the sign from Langoliers. Carroll at third, Garrett at second, Fletcher at first. The pitch. Fastball chop foul straight back at 90 miles an hour. One ball to one strike on Canzone, who is from Cleveland. Diamondbacks eighth-round draft pick in 2019. A lot of younger guys on this team. But, of course, the Aviators, with a lot of the recent moves, I have a slightly different look to their roster now. Here's the 1-1 to Canzone. He chases a low curveball. He was way out in front with a one-handed cut on that 78-mile-an-hour pitch. 1-2.
And great sequencing there by Lowe, going with the fastball early, starting to throw the breaking stuff here, and would not be surprised to see him go right back to the well with that same pitch in the same spot. Canzone was fooled badly on that last swing and miss. Look for Lowe to go down and away again.
1-2 stretch. Bases loaded, 2 down. Top of the first. The 1-2. Breaking ball. Pulled on the ground to second. Mondu's on the job. He fires on the first to get him. And the inning is over. So Logue gets out of it cheaply enough. One run on 3 hits. No errors. And they leave 3. And at the end of half an inning of play, Reno 1, the Aviators again.
Vegas, it's Chevy Truck Month at Team Chevrolet. Team has a full lineup of new trucks and accessories, which means it's the perfect time to find your new truck and make it your own. Make your Silverado bolder with a 6-step and a bed liner. Make your Colorado brighter with off-road lights. The choice is yours, and Team gives you a lot to choose. Get into Team Chevrolet and drive away with some incredible winning deals. Truck Month is revved up and ready to roll now at Team Chevrolet, US 90. Find new road. Team Chevrolet.
Hey,
Hey, Chuck, I bet a lot of people don't know that you started Dollar Loan Center right here in Nevada.
True story. Over 20 years ago with just two employees in a 400-square-foot office on East Sahara in Vegas. Most people think since there are Dollar Loan Center locations everywhere that we're some big national corporation.
I did.
Nope, not at all. We're proud to be a Nevada-born company and give back more to our local communities than any alternative lender I know. We're one big family at the DLC. We employ hundreds of Nevadans, have over 250,000 active customers who count on us every day.
Trust me, I know how lucky the community truly is to have DLC. That was Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center, based right here in Nevada, where you can get up to $5,000 in just minutes. We have over 50 locations and our friendly staff are ready to help. You can also apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet minimum loan qualifications. To review loan qualifications, visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
All right, welcome back. Along with Matt Neverett, Russ Langer with you. And the Aviators coming up to bat in the first inning against Ryan Nelson. You know, friends, as Nevada's premier auto lender, America First Credit Union offers low rates, flexible terms, 24/7 account access, unbeatable member service, and more. Before you shop for your next new or pre-owned vehicle, head to AmericaFirst.com to get pre-approved right away. First pitch to Ryan Nelson on the mound, R-Y-N-E. Facing Stevenson. Fastball is outside at 94. 1-1. Cal, he added up Las Vegas and AAA Durham. 263, three homers, 22 batted in, 14 steals. Left-handed batter takes another 94-mile-an-hour fastball in the same spot outside. 2-1. I mentioned the new names and the new faces. Cal Stevenson is one of the Aviators that the Reno Aces have not seen until now. There's a high, lazy fly ball to left. Corbin Carroll waiting, makes a one-handed catch around the bill of his cap. One gone for Sheldon Noisy. All right. Now we'll check the Reno defensive alignment for you. Reno, the early 1-0 advantage here. At the bottom of the first, Dominic Canzone at first base. And Giancarlo Cintron at second. Wilmer Defoe, the shortstop. Jake Hager at third, Corbin Carroll in left, Dominic Fletcher in center, over in right, Stone Garrett. Catcher, Grayson Griner. Pitch outside, ball one to Noisy. Noisy hitting 400 on the button in 14 Aviators games, 60 at-bats. Four homers, 17 batted in. Right-handed batter stands in, and he hits a ground ball up the middle, pass to diving Defoe in his center. There's a base hit, and Fletcher gets it back in. Noisy, of course, has been around between AAA and the big leagues, but he might as well be new to Reno because they haven't seen him this year.
And it's an interesting situation for Noisy. He's batting .227 at the major league level, three home runs, 21 RBIs for Oakland. But every time he's here in Las Vegas, he does nothing but hit the cover off the ball. So that's why he's been kind of toggling back and forth, is because whenever they ask him to go down and work on something, he does it to a T.
And the batter now, Luis Barrera, coming off a good Albuquerque series. Luis takes a breaking ball for a strike, and it's 0-1. Barrera at 3-0-5. Five homers and 25 batted in. One on, one out, bottom of the first. The early 1-0 lead for the Reno Aces. Nelson, again, born in Henderson. Went on pick 3 years ago. 24 years old. Pitches punch foul outside third, right by the shoe tops of Fran Reardon. 0-2 on Luis Barrera.
And Nelson at 2016 graduate of Basic High School in Henderson. It was a 2016 state champion here in Nevada. Basic defeated Bishop Gorman for the 2022 state championship right here at Las Vegas Ballpark a couple of months ago.
Barrera's hit safely in four in a row and 10 of 11. He fouls a fastball at 95 straight back. And it is 0-2. Ryan Nelson ahead of Barrera on deck. Shea Langeliers. Barrera had one of his best series of the year in Albuquerque. After starting off 0-for-5 in game one, he had 9 hits over 4 games, covering 18 at-bats. So he finished very strongly in that series. Fastball grounded to the hole at short, backhanded by Defoe. He goes to second for one, on to first, no chance. Safe at first is Barrera. Nice play by Defoe just to get the one out. Now the ball sharply hit toward the hole. Noisy out at second. Cintron's throw to first was late and pulled Canzone off the bag anyway. So Pereira's at first with two down on the fielder's choice, and here's Shea Langeliers.
How about the flexibility there from Defoe? Looked like he tried to plant with the right foot on that backhand grab, and the dirt just kind of gave out from underneath him, sliding, looking like a first baseman in the hole at short.
All right. Here's Langeliers. Shea hitting 277. Team leader with 19 home runs, knocked in 51. Throw to first, and back diving is Luis Barrera. Jason Hart, assistant hitting coach, coaching at first right now. Langeliers had a good overall series in Albuquerque, 0 for 4 the last game with a walk. But he had 10 hits. High fly ball down the left field side, foul. The shortstop, Defoe, angling over, reaches along with Hager, and the catch is made. I believe it was Hager who got it. Boy, it looked like Defoe was in position, but Hager reached up and backhanded it, and that's how the inning ends. A really good play by Reno third baseman Jake Hager to the far side of the rolled-up tarp. Reached for it, and Hager backhanded it. Had just enough room to get it. No runs for Las Vegas. One hit, one left. After one, 1-0 Reno.
The greatest city on earth is bouncing back. Thanks to the hard work of the brave men and women of Laborers Union Local 872, we never stop the build. Our members are on job sites across the valley, working to ensure that Las Vegas keeps its place as the sports and entertainment capital of the world. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Hey, Aviators fans, I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the Valley and all along the Strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, you'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
Aviator 1 wearing the night goggles, waiting for the fireworks.
Your Las Vegas Aviators, the AAA affiliate of the Oakland Athletics, are ready to battle our interstate rivals, the Reno Aces, the AAA affiliate of the Arizona Diamondbacks. Friday night, a spectacular fireworks show will light up the sky, presented by your Las Vegas Hyundai dealers. Then on Saturday, the first 2,000 fans get a free Aviators back-to-school lunch bag, presented by America First Credit Union. We wrap up the series on Sunday night. Get your tickets now at aviatorslv.com.
All right, top of the second, 1-0 Reno. Russ Langer here with Matt Neverett. And the right-handed hitting catcher, Grayson Griner, leads off, takes a fastball up and away, ball one at 90 miles an hour. From Las Vegas starter, Zach Logue. Griner hitting 230 in 40 games. Six homers, 18 batted in. Former Detroit Tiger. The pitch, changeup taken low at 83, ball two. 2-0, Griner, University of South Carolina. And the Tigers drafted him first. Played in 21 games with them last year, hitting 201. Here is the 2-0 from Zach Logue to Griner. He swings and misses at a pitch that looked to be a little up and away. Fastball, 2-1. Giancarlo Cintron is on deck. And then Cooper Hummel, the leadoff man after that. 2-1. Top of the second, 1-0 Reno. Game one of six between the first place Reno Aces and the second place Las Vegas Aviators. Fastball a little high, 3-1.
And Logue needs to come back with a strike here after throwing 30 pitches and giving up a run on three hits in the first inning. Needs to have a bounce-back frame either in the second or the third. Would love to get the leadoff out here.
And the 3-1 to Griner. He lifts one in the air to shallow right. Racing in and unable to make the play is Barrera. So that's the third time, and Reno's only sent 8 men to the plate. There's been a little flare. Defoe hit one in the first inning out there between Barrera and McKinney that plopped in for a single, and he eventually scored. Fletcher hit the pop-up in front of Stevenson and left, and now Griner, a similar job right there in that 3-1 pitch. And he's at first base, and the batter is Cintron.
Just a brief hesitation there by Barrera was just enough to take him out of consideration there, and he's shading in against the right-handed batter Cintron here.
Cintron batting ninth. Takes a fast strike over the inside corner at 90 miles an hour. 0-1 on Giancarlo Cintron. In 30 games, he's hitting 404, 109 at-bats. No homers and 13 batted in. He might be the best number nine hitter around. 4-0-4. Here's the 0-1. That's foul back. Fastball. 0-2 on Cintron.
And you got a guy that is hitting that well at the bottom of the lineup. It's almost like a secondary leadoff spot. Someone that sets the table for your leadoff hitter. Typically, that's not the case. And that's part of the reason why Reno has gone on such a hot tear as of late and taken the lead in the Western Division by 2.5 games coming into the night.
Cintron's 27, not a big guy, 5'8", 170. He's from Puerto Rico. Here's the 0-2 now. Fastballs, hoping he would chase, and he did. First strikeout for Logue. One out, Griner at first, and here's Cooper Hummel, who opened the game with a hard line drive. Billy McKinney, the Las Vegas first baseman, knocked it down, picked it up, and stomped on the bag for the out.
And even with that in mind, they're going to shift three to the left, and McKinney's going to hold on at first, a wide open right side of the infield.
Here's the stretch and a pitch. High foul off to the right, off-speed pitch at 82, strike one on Hummel. Hummel a 3-11 now, four homers and 14 batted in. Played collegially at Portland, majored in finance. Milwaukee drafted him in 2016, and almost exactly a year ago, the Diamondbacks traded to get him. Deal involving Eduardo Escobar. Here's the 0-1 now. High foul again off to the right. He came back with a fastball at 90, and the ball slices back beyond the roof. 0-2 on Cooper Hummel. Griner at first, one out in the top of the second.
And now with two strikes and Hummel late on everything that Logue's throwing, Nate Mondu flipping it back over into more of a traditional role at second base. He's still shaded way up the middle, but is on the right side of the bag.
Hummel, big league time at Arizona this year. High fly ball to right. That's playable for Barrera. Luis standing in fairly shallow right. Makes a one-handed catch. There are two outs. Hummel 0 for 2, and there William Defoe, who hit the pop-up into shallow right that Barrera couldn't quite reach. And ultimately, Billy McKinney ran to town. Coming up now.
You mentioned this is a younger team for Reno. Wilmer Defoe, the most big league time out of anybody on the roster. He's got a really good position here at shortstop and has gotten a ton of playing time with Cole Tucker on the injured list, and he's taken advantage of it, batting in the two-hole tonight.
Logue delivers. Fastball up and away, ball one. 1-0. The Pirates last year, Wilmer hit .269. He played in 116 games. He's had time also with the Washington Nationals. Defoe, .279 average now. Four homers, 32 batted in. Hitting out of a low crouch on the right side. Pitch is outside, a changeup at 81, ball two. 2-0 on Wilmer Defoe. With Corbin, 1-0 Reno in the top of the second. Battle for first place in the Pacific Coast League's Western Division. Reno in first, Las Vegas in second. 2.5 games out starting the series, the 2-0. Fastball foul back. Got a high pitch. 2-1.
And part of the reason why Reno was able to close the gap so quickly going into the All-Star break is because they've got the league's best road record. Ryan Nelson on the mound tonight looking for his fifth win of the year on the road alone. A 27-18 mark away from Greater Nevada Field in the northern part of the state. The road warriors this year, the Reno Aces.
And the last home series, they lost 4 out of 6 to Salt Lake. Here's the 2-1 now. A drive in the air to center, but here comes Pache. He's there to make a one-handed catch. So Logue works around the leadoff single by Griner, getting the next three men in succession. No runs, a hit, no errors, and a man left. And at the end of an inning and a half, Reno won, the Aviators nothing.
Get the Chevy you want at the price you deserve. Finley Chevrolet. Find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Finley Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the...
If you're ready to sell your car, AutoNation makes it as easy as A, B, C. A, any AutoNation store. B, bring in your car. C, check on the spot. It doesn't get simpler than that. AutoNation will buy your car, whether you buy ours or not. You'll get a check on the spot in as fast as 30 minutes, so you can turn it into cash now. Sell your car fast at AutoNation. Visit AutoNation.com.
STN Sports is the only sports betting app you need this season. STN Sports has it all. In-play betting, mobile parlay cards, the Play Plus card to fund and withdraw from anywhere in Nevada, and the latest lines on every game. STN Sports even lets you earn points for every bet. Safe and easy betting from your phone or tablet. Go to StationCasinosports.com or sign up at any Station Casino, Wildfire, or the El Cortez. Details available at all sportsbooks.
Snacks? Fuel? Ice cold drinks? Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide. Proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
To the bottom of the second, along with Matt Deverett, Russ Langer with you. A 1-0 lead for the Reno Aces. Want to catch up on the latest Aviator news? Don't miss the catch at Las Vegas Ballpark with the Matt Deverett. Recaps of Aviators homestands and look at upcoming events here at beautiful Las Vegas Ballpark. Check out the catch on the Las Vegas Aviators YouTube channel. See what I did? I saved you there. It's just kind of awkward for you to do that, right? Listen to me on the YouTube channel.
You know I got no problem self-promoting.
There you go. Ryan Nelson's first pitch at the bottom of the second. Fastball swung on a miss at 93 miles an hour to Vince Fernandez. Fernandez having perhaps the best year of his pro career. Vince at 288, 13 homers, 42 batted in. DHing in this game. Nate Mondu on deck. The next pitch, fastball at 94, jumps in there for a strike. 0-2. Vince had four hits in the last two games of the Albuquerque series, including a home run. He hit a home run in Round Rock also. There's the 0-2 now. Fastball called third strike toward the outside of the knees. Fernandez can't believe it and shakes his head and walks away. First strikeout for Ryan Nelson. 93, 94, and 95. One out for Nate Mondu.
Yeah, no fear there by Nelson. Going right back to the well. Got a swing and miss on the first pitch. And the second pitch, a nicely dotted heater. And then that third one called for a strike. So three pitches, similar looks, but three different results, all favorable for Reno.
Although they lost four out of six in Albuquerque, there's a strike on one to Mondu. The silver lining is the Aviators' bats, pretty much dormant in the Round Rock series, really came to life. And they swung the bat very well. And Mondu fouls it back 0-2. Mondu had one of the best series of anybody. He hit safely in all five games that he played in and had nine hits in those five games. So he's hit 304. And in addition to that, got three homers, 37 batted in. Playing second base in this game. Nate Mondu, it's a high fly ball down the left field line and shallow. Here comes Carroll. He's at the line to make the catch. 2 or 3 feet into fair territory. Two down for Billy McKinney now. As Matt mentioned earlier, Nelson graduated from basic high school in Henderson, 2016. First team all-state as a utility player. Led basic to the Nevada Division I state championship. He was an infielder and a pitcher. Did it all. Went to Oregon for the Ducks on a baseball scholarship. Here's the pitch to McKinney. Billy rips one foul outside third. Hello. Right near the first base dugout. Strike one. 0-6. With eight home runs and 37 runs batted in. Line drive down the left field side. Foul and out of play late on that 95-mile-an-hour pitch. And the count is 0-2 on Billy McKinney. McKinney, along with Mondu and Langoliers and a couple of others, also did swing the bat very well in Albuquerque. He played in four games, had three multiple hit games. In fact, he had eight hits in the four games and hit two homers and hit four triples in that series. Hello. Pitch misses and it's 1-2 now. So, heard a double trouble. He was triple trouble in that series.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but that ballpark in Albuquerque is very conducive to three baggers. Same deal with Oklahoma City. Two triples ballparks.
As Cashman Field was. McKinney checks the swing and a breaking ball. It's low. They appeal no swing. Says Clint Von Brack down to third. 1-0. Favor of Reno in the bottom of the second inning. Here is the pitch now to McKinney, left-handed batter, right-handed pitcher Nelson. Fastball on the outside corner, strike three looking, and that's the inning. He makes some fancy pitches to Fernandez. And McKinney, he's got his first two strikeouts. His Henderson man, Ryan Nelson. The Aviators go out in order. And at the end of two, it is Reno 1, the Aviators nothing.
Talk about a signature play. Check out the hold and spin action on these player favorites from Aristocrat Gaming. You only see that kind of play with the Aristocrat team. Look for Lightning Link, Dragon Link, and Buffalo Link slots by Aristocrat Gaming for hot, progressive jackpot action and exciting hold and spin play. Aristocrat, a proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Gambling problem? Please contact the U.S. National Problem Gambling Helpline at 1-800-522-4700. New Jersey at 1-800-GAMBLER. New York at 877-8-HOPENY or text HOPENY 46769 for 21 and older.
Whether it's bike, carpool, walk, or work from home, Club Ride can help you find a better way to work that will save you time and money. Plus, Club Ride gives away hundreds of prizes every month for reporting your work or school trips. Sign up at ClubRideLV.com or download the Club Ride Rewards app and start scoring prizes today. Club Ride is a free service brought to you by the Regional Transportation Commission of Southern Nevada.
Protect your vehicle's engine with Syntec and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Syntec Premium Full Synthetic Motor Oil is formulated for today's engines to dissipate heat and reduce friction and wear. Right now, get 5 quarts of Syntec Full Synthetic and a MicroGuard Select Oil Filter for just $33.99. Try Syntec today, exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Head to the top of the third now. Russ Langer here with Matt Neverett. 1-0 Reno. Zach Logue back on the mound to face the 3, 4, and 5 hitters for Reno, including the speedy Corbin Carroll to lead off. And he looks at a fastball inside, ball one at 90. 1-0. Carroll lined a 3-2 pitch into left center for a single. That was a key hit to lead to the Reno run in the first. And he stretched it into two bases. It was not a double. It was a single. He took second on the throw to third. Pitches inside, 2-0.
Carroll, one of three Reno aces, including Fletcher and Defoe, to play in all 10 games, including tonight, coming out of the All-Star break. He's skilled and durable.
2-0, up and in, 3-0. And if Carroll gets on, you got to watch him. He's that quick. Stone Garrett on deck, the cleanup man, then Dominic Fletcher. 3, 4, and 5 in the order. Logue turns on the rubber. Here's the 3-0. That's a strike. Fastball, 3-1. Hash House of Go-Go scoreboard. Beginning a series in Sugarland tonight. Seventh inning, Sugarland and Round Rock tied at 3. First of 6. Seventh inning, Oak Lake. Here's the 3-1 to Carroll. Strike on the inside corner. 3-2. Sixth inning in El Paso. El Paso leads Albuquerque 12-6. PCL Classic, the makings of. Fifth inning in Sacramento, Rivercats and Tacoma tied at 1. Here's the 3-2. Carroll swings and misses strike three. Good job by Loeb to come back from a 3-0 deficit to strike out the very tough Corbin Carroll. For Zach Logue, his second strikeout. One out in the Reno third in the batter, Stone Garrett.
Well, after four of the first five batters reached against Logue, just one of the last seven have reached. It was the Griner leadoff single in the second. So he's done a good job of quelling the tide and getting in a rhythm as we're here in the third.
Here's the pitch. Line drive over a leaping Mondu in the right center. A base hit over to cut it off is Pache near the warning track. He fires it in. On his way to second is Garrett, and he's in there with a slide. Boy, Garrett got hit by a pitch in the first inning, and he just hit back, doubling to right center. Good job by Pache to get there, make a strong throw, but Garrett runs well, 15 steals, and he beat it with a double.
Well, and much like Corbin Carroll on his single that he turned into extra bases, Garrett was thinking two out of the box. He did not show any hesitancy rounding first, and even with the well-documented foot speed of Corbin Carroll, I believe Garrett is the fastest player on that roster. So when he wants to, he typically will get it more often than not.
21 doubles for Garrett. Here's Fletcher. A pop fly RBI single is first up. He swings and doesn't get that one. Strike one, 0-1. Top of the third, a 1-0 lead for the visiting Reno Aces. First of six. No wind to speak of now. Logue looks at second. Garrett leads away the pitch. Ground ball to second. Mondu's on the job from the fringe of the outfield grass. He slings it over to McKinney for out number two. Fletcher's one for two with an RBI. On the ground ball, Garrett advances to third. And Jake Hager will come up now. In the major leagues on the hash. How Rockies and Padres are tied at two. That's the second of two. Padres won the first game with a 19-hit attack, 13-5 over the Rockies. Off-speed pitch is low to Hager, ball one. Hager fouled out to Billy McKinney at first, his first time up. Ninth inning, Seattle leading the Yankees now 8-6. Ninth inning, Atlanta 13 and the Phillies 1. Bottom of the ninth, Detroit leads at Minnesota 5-3. Eighth inning, Baltimore 6, Texas 1. Strike on the outside corner, good changeup. 1-1 in Houston. They're in the bottom of the eighth. Red Sox lead the Astros 2-1. Astros enter the day 30 games over 500. Red Sox are at 500. Eighth inning, White Sox 9, Kansas City 2. Angels have opened up a 2-0 lead over Oakland and Anaheim. They're in the fourth inning. And a fastball missed inside, 2-1. Top of the fourth in San Francisco, the Dodgers lead the Giants by a score of 5-0. Reds beat the Marlins. That's a final now, 2-1. Nationals over the Mets, 5-1. Pittsburgh beat the Brewers, 5-3. Arizona over Cleveland, 6-3. Toronto beat Tampa, 3-1. Fastball's high, 3-1 now. And the Cardinals behind Adam Wainwright shut out the Cubs, 6-0. Wainwright now 8-8 with a 3.11 ERA. So you're up to date on the Major League portion of the Hash House of Go-Go scoreboard. Garrett at third, two down. Logue with a sign. Langoliers sets up in the middle of the plate. There's a ground ball up the middle in the center for a base hit. Garrett scores, and Hager on a 3-1 bangs that base hit to make it 2-0 Reno as Garrett crosses the plate.
RBI number 18 on the year for Hager, the well-traveled veteran infielder, putting Reno ahead by a pair. So now just damage control time for Logue, trying to limit it to a single tally against him in the third.
Dominic Canzone comes up now. Canzone made the last out of the first inning, and that's when Reno left the bases loaded. Here's the pitch. Fastball foul back. Strike one. He came in on him at 89 miles an hour, in on his hands. 0-1 is the count.
Logue not afraid to throw that cutter into the front door. That's one thing that he does well. Even though all of his pitches are rated at about average, he does locate that cutter in and out better than a lot of guys do up and down.
Left-hand hitter shift on for Canzone. Here's the pitch. Good breaking ball. Chopper into shallow right, but that's where Mondu is. He fires a strike to McKinney, and the shift pays off that time for the Aviators. Canzone has hit two ground balls to Mondu now, and the inning is over. Now, Reno does take the lead with the add to their lead with a run on two hits, no errors, leaving one. At the end of two and a half, Reno 2, the Aviators nothing.
When you're a member of America First Credit Union, the only house that matters to us is the one that you call home. And whether you're putting down new roots or making more room for your family to grow, we'll be there to help you nurture and care for the things you cherish most. Because the only home that matters to us is yours, truly. Learn more at AmericaFirst.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity lender.
The world's best pizza, and you made it.
I made it.
But what if no one could taste it because they couldn't find it to order online?
Sad.
Very sad. Luckily, 99.9% reliability from Cox Business Internet does more than help with everyday tasks. It helps connect your business to your customers.
Order up!
So the world's best pizza can finally reach the world. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. All services subject to Cox Business General Terms.
Hey, Aviators fans, I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the Valley and all along the Strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, you'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
Hey, welcome back. Along with Matt Neverett, Russ Langer with you. In the bottom of the third, 2-0 Reno. Ryan Nelson, product of Basic High School in Henderson. Retired 6 of 7 so far with a couple of strikeouts tossed in. So it's the 8-9-1 hitters for Las Vegas, Christian Pache, then Kevin Smith, and leadoff man Cal Stevenson. Pache swings and misses at a fastball at 93, strike one, 0-1.
Like the approach there. Nelson's been throwing a lot of first-pitch fastballs in the zone. Unfortunately for Pache, that one just a bit off the plate.
And the 0-1. Fastball, a called strike toward the inside. Pache moving back out of the way, but it was a strike. 0-2. Pache at 256. Two homers for Las Vegas. His first game against Reno. High foul back into play. Fastball at 95. 0-2. Pache had the makings of a rough road trip. He only had 3 hits in the first 6 games that he played in. He did go 2-for-4 with 2 RBIs in the next-to-last game in Albuquerque. There's a very high pop-up on the right side, playable for the second baseman. Cintron waves his arms, makes the call, makes the two-handed catch in shallow right. So, textbook pitching by Nelson. Got ahead 2 strikes. Got the slider out there at 84 and got Pache to pop it up. 1 down for Kevin Smith.
And Pache, if he goes the other way, something went wrong, as it did on that one. That pitch down and outside, poked it up in the air. Just looking at the usage numbers so far for Nelson, 3 out of every 4 pitches he's thrown have been fastballs. He is letting it rip in the mid to upper 90s.
First time through the order, at least. We'll see if there are any differences the next time through. Here's the number 9 hitter, Kevin Smith. And the pitch is foul back. Breaking ball, 0-1.
Yeah, definitely threw something off speed there. It's always interesting to see, especially nowadays, how guys sequence it the first time versus the second time through the lineup. Typically, you'll see a lot more breaking pitches as the game progresses.
Smith at 225 with no homers and 14 batted in. That's not a good batting average on the one hand. There's a high foul back and out of play. But the plus for Smith is that he is coming off his best series as an Aviator. In the Albuquerque series, he was 10 for 25, and half of those hits were doubles. He knocked in 5 runs. So Smith, who had a big year at Toronto's AAA team in Buffalo last year, they're hoping he can get close to those numbers. There's a pop-up up the third baseline. Griner and Hager, third baseman Hager, and the ball falls in foul ground. Hager had a long way to go. It's really Griner's ball, but Griner apparently lost sight of it. And so Kevin Smith, a new lease on life in this at-bat.
Well, how about the effort there from the first baseman Canzone? When the ball dropped, he was actually the closest defender to it. And Hager, I think, confused him. He stuck the hands out. I think Hager was saying, I don't have it, but it looked from a distance as if he was saying, yeah, I got it, back off. Instead, nobody gets it. And as you mentioned, at least one more pitch for Smith here.
The 0-2. There's a breaking ball outside at 79. Smith, Albany, New York native, lays off. 1 ball and 2 strikes. 1 out, bases empty, bottom of the third. Bark in the Park night tomorrow, a 7:05 game, 6:50 pregame. Here now is the 1-2 to Smith. He sends a high fly ball to right center. Fletcher, the center fielder, angling over, looking up, and he's got it. 2 down. Cal Stevenson, who flat out to left in the first inning, coming up now. Tomorrow, by the way, it's not just Bark in the Park. It's your chance to see one of the 2 brand-new members of the Aviators picked up from the Yankees in the Frankie Montas trade. Left-handed pitcher J.P. Sears, who was from South Carolina, 26 years old. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball, strike one. I talked to J.P. today. So excited to be here. Impressed with the ballpark, as basically everybody is. 1-1 on Stevenson. Nelson getting set. The pitch. And that fastball foul back at 95. And the count is nothing and two.
Yeah, it was one of the recent memory. And Oakland, no exception. It was Montas and Utrovino to the Yankees in exchange for 4 players, including 3 arms.
And 2 of them are here in the rotation. Here's the 0-2. Fastball just outside ball one. It's 1-2.
Sears along with Ken Waldichuk. Waldichuk playing Double-A and Triple-A this year for the Yankees. Sears, a legitimate Triple-A arm on the cusp of the big leagues.
Stevenson takes one and bounces to the backstop. Slider, 2-2 now.
The other 2, Luis Medina and the only infielder in the deal, Cooper Bowman.
Bowman, the least experienced. He was at Class A Hudson Valley. So I'm not sure if he's been assigned to A or AA ball, but not here. Here's the 2-2 to Cal Stevenson. And he swings at a fastball, rolls it fouled off the screen in front of the first base dugout. 2-2.
And while Oakland did give up a lot, Montes and Trevino, they did get a lot in exchange. All four guys that they earned were in the top 21 of the Yankees' top 30 rankings, including two of them, Sears and Waldichuk, that have slid immediately into the A's top 30.
This will be a 2-2 to Stevenson. Cal takes a breaking ball a little high at 80, 3-2. If he reaches Sheldon Noisy, who's made the best contact of any of the hitters so far, will be on next. 2-0 Reno, home half of the third. Nelson set and throws. And a ball pull fouled outside first. He's ready for that fastball at 93 miles an hour. Friends, Laughlin is a place to indulge, relax, and have new adventures. So when you see the lights of Laughlin shining off the Colorado River, you know that the food is good, the people are friendly, and excitement is real. Plan your trip at visitlaughlin.com. Visitlaughlin.com. 3-2 to Cal Stevenson is on the way. Line drive, base hit to right. Got a breaking ball at 83. That's a very good at bat for Stevenson. Garrett fires it back in. And Noisy, who has the other base hit, comes up now.
Yeah, you mentioned just an excellent at-bat, topped up every fastball that he saw prior to that last one, took every breaking pitch for a ball, and a great job of not trying to do too much with two strikes, just slapped it over the head of the second baseman, and a stolen base threat on for Noisy.
All right, Noisy had a base hit, solidly hit up the middle, then was forced out by Barrera in the first. He pops it up on the right side. First baseman Canzone trying to find it. He's on the dirt. He's waiting. He's got it. And that's the inning. So Noisy goes first pitch fastball hunting and pops out. Las Vegas is finished in the third. No runs, one hit. They leave Stevenson after three. Reno two. The Aviators nothing.
You're taking flight with the Las Vegas Aviators on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM. KRLV Las Vegas.
When you're a member of America First Credit Union, the only house that matters to us is the one that you call home. And whether you're putting down new roots or making more room for your family to grow, we'll be there to help you nurture and care for the things you cherish most. Because the only home that matters to us is yours, truly. Learn more at AmericaFirst.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal Housing Opportunity Lender.
Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, in addition to having an excellent selection of certified pre-owned Land Rovers and Jaguars, we currently have a great selection of late model, low mile, used vehicles available for immediate delivery, many under factory warranty. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi, and this means that we have vehicles for virtually every budget and lifestyle. Visit us today at 6425 Roy Horn Way or online at jlrlv.com.
The Las Vegas Review-Journal is a proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators. You can find all your breaking news, sports, weather, business, and entertainment stories in print and online. Plus, stay informed and on the go with the Review-Journal 7-at-7, a 7-minute newscast from the largest and most trusted news source in Nevada. Find it all at ReviewJournal.com.
Welcome back. We head to the fourth inning, 2-0 Reno in the first of a six-game series. We've got a simulcast. If you hear us chatting more than you normally would hear announcers talk on a telecast, it's because we are simulcast radio and TV. And for the fourth inning, here's Matt Neverett.
Thank you, Russ. Grayson Grenier swings at the first pitch, drives it in the air to center. Back is Pache. He's at the track. It bounces off the base of the wall. Grenier rounds first. He slides, rather stands up into second. Very close play with Nate Mondu applying the tag. But a first pitch double for Grayson Grenier to kick off the top of the fourth inning with Reno on top of Las Vegas, 2-0. And wasting no time there, jumping into scoring position. Number 8 batter Grenier. That'll bring up Giancarlo Cintron at the bottom of the lineup.
Patch had a good jump on that ball, but it's just simply hit too far off the base of the wall. Hit a strong throw back in. Griner. That leadoff double, he's the second leadoff man to get on in four innings in this game against Logue.
So a runner in scoring position for Cintron. Right-handed batting second baseman, who also swings at the first pitch, but fouls it off the mitt of the catcher, Shea Langeliers. Count nothing and one to Stanton, or Cintron, rather. Reno with two runs on seven hits. Logue's been able to mitigate the damage through three innings so far. Las Vegas with two seeing-eye singles, yet to put a run across home plate. First game of the six-game series sees Reno on top so far. Cintron swings and fouls another one straight down. It's the changeup out of the hand of Logue, and quickly behind nothing and two is Cintron. He was a strikeout victim back in the second.
I'm sure that's not the first or 50th time that somebody has made the Freudian slip. Giancarlo Stanton. Oops.
It's Cintron. Close. Just don't call him Mike. But Cintron, as you mentioned, 30 games, batting .404. Off to a hot start in his first AAA action. He's behind nothing and two. Logue deals from the stretch. A swing and a slap foul ball goes straight back, and we'll keep the count at nothing and two. 65 pitches, 40 from the zone, but knocked around just a bit. A run on three hits in the first. Damage could have been worse. And Reno left the bases loaded. Gave up a leadoff single to Grenier in the second, but stranded him on second base. The 0-2. Slider down and inside. A watch by Cintron for ball one. Logue trying the back foot slider against the right-handed batting Cintron. Batting average against for Logue coming into the night at .332. It's a number that is higher from right-handed batters as opposed to the southpaws. His pitch down and inside. He tried the fastball to the same spot. It's a called ball two with Langeliers taking a step out in front of the plate and throwing it to Logue, who's now behind the mound with the rosin back. Deep breath. Still trying to get the first out here in the top of the fourth inning. Logue hunched over at the waist. He'll take the sign from Langeliers. Brings the hands together at the chest. Looks to second. Now deals. His pitch is hit high in the air off the end of the bat. Going back is the left fielder Stevenson. He's at the track. Still backing up. Right in front of the wall. He'll make the catch. Grenier had tagged at second. Fakes a run to third. With the throw off the glove of the shortstop, Kevin Smith. Reiner back to second base with Cintron flying out deep to left field for the first out of the fourth inning. And with one on and one down, we're back at the top of the lineup, switch hitting designated batter Cooper Hummel, doing it from the right side for the third time against Logue. That one off the bat didn't sound all that hefty, but it was really, really close to clearing the left field fence off the bat of Cintron.
Really carried very, very well.
So here's Hummel, nothing for two thus far. Put both balls in play to the right side of the infield. Takes that slider inside, backing away from 78. Called for ball one. Hummel hit a laser beam right to the outstretched glove of Billy McKinney at first. It was off the glove, but Billy able to recover in time for a three unassisted putout to begin the ball game. Here's the 70th pitch of the night from Logue. It'll come on a 1-0 count. As that fastball just down and outside at 89, called for ball two. Hummel, who in his second plate appearance in the second, and kept it on that side of the infield, flied out to right. Luis Pereira able to track it down. They're shifted to the left against the switch hitter, though. 2-0 from Logue. Swung on and dribbled foul. Nice grab made by the third base coach. It's the hitting coach, Mark Reed, for Reno. Of course, the Aviators back at home today after what felt like a month. 17th of July, the last home game here at Las Vegas Ballpark. Four-day All-Star break, followed by a three-gamer in Round Rock and a six-gamer in Albuquerque. Off days between the sets as well. Nicely spotted fastball in there for a called strike two at 89. Logue brings it even with Hummel. With a runner on second and one out here in the fourth inning. Reno on top 2-0. McKinney's all alone on the right side of the infield. Center fielder Pache way deep. A couple of steps towards right. Here's the 2-2 from Logue. Swung on, grounded off the foot of the pitcher. It goes right to the third baseman, Noisy, who barehands it and makes the tag. So safe at first is Hummel on a missile, kicked right to the third baseman off the foot of Logue. And right place, right time with Sheldon Noisy, who just kind of picked it up on the barehand, spun around behind him and applied the tag on Griner.
One of the athletic trainers is going to go out and have a look at Logue. I think he took it off his right foot. Yeah. And it deflected, again, a very fortuitous deflection for the Aviators, but the question is Logue okay? Definitely his right foot.
Yeah, he's pointing to the insole of the right foot on the inside, and Shane Zadebiak out there, as well as Shea Langeliers, Billy McKinney, and Fran Reardon out there as well. And one plane umpire, Nate Tomlinson, joining in. He'll break up the meeting of the minds as Logue's going to stay in it. The foot, a very interesting area to get hit if you're a pitcher, but if you get it off the insole of your cleat itself instead of the top of the foot, it's more of just the shock of getting hit than the pain itself. If you get it off the top of the foot, really bony area, tough to stay in.
Can't blame Griner for going. The ball was belted back up the middle, and if it deflects off the pitcher, if it deflects anywhere but where it went, he's safe at third. Might have picked it up and tag him. Here's the pitch now.
Wilmer Defoe takes the changeup outside. Call for a ball, one left on right. Matchup goes 1-0. You want to take a guess on the exit velocity on that ball off the foot of Logue?
98.
105. So fortunate that he's able to shake that one off, because that was a screamer right back to him.
98 with a wind chill.
Exactly. Here's the 1-0 out of the stretch as Defoe swings and misses. That changeup diving beneath the kneecaps. And the swing and a miss for strike one evens the count. A ball strike with two outs in a 2-0 ball game. Humble on first after a fielder's choice. It was Griner tagged out, going from second to third. A look over to first from Logue as the runner goes. Pitch missing inside. Throw from Langeliers is a bit high. Tag from Mondu is not in time. In there, feet first and safely is Cooper Hummel. It's his third steal in seven tries on the year, and it puts an insurance runner in scoring position. Although with two outs, Logue just one pitch away from getting out of the inning. Tough pitch for Langeliers to throw down on. It's a breaking ball over the inside, and the throw just a bit high as well. Mondu checks the runner. 2-1 pitch, slap straight back to the screen. And foul ball brings the count all square. Two balls, two strikes, and two outs. Here in a 2-0 ball game. Top of the fourth from Las Vegas Ballpark. As Russ mentioned, Park of the Park night tomorrow. Thirsty Thursday, as always. $2 beers. Presented by Coors Light. Logue set, a look to second. He rocks and deals to the dish. Defoe takes that cutter high and away for ball three. And with a runner on second and two outs, the count goes full to Defoe, who's singled and lined out so far. Waiting on deck is Corbin Carroll. Logue will try to face him in the fifth. Going to retire Defoe as Langeliers sets up outside. Here's the 3-2 payoff pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. Perfectly placed changeup off the outer third of the plate from Logue, and he's able to escape damage in the fourth inning. No runs on one hit, one man left on. Biggest nothing.
When you're a member of America First Credit Union, the only house that matters to us is the one that you call home. And whether you're putting down new roots or making more room for your family to grow, we'll be there to help you nurture and care for the things you cherish most. Because the only home that matters to us is yours, truly. Learn more at AmericaFirst.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity lender.
The greatest city on earth is bouncing back. Thanks to the hard work of the brave men and women of Laborers Union Local 872, we never stopped the build. Our members are on job sites across the valley, working to ensure that Las Vegas keeps its place as the sports and entertainment capital of the world. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Elevate your next experience at the Las Vegas Ballpark and watch the Las Vegas Aviators from the Play Studios club-level seats and suites. Enjoy specialty cocktails and food choices in the air-conditioned VIP Premium Lounge. Call 702-943-7200 for more information.
Welcome to Mesquite. Welcome to golf, dining, outdoor recreation, gaming, and fun for the whole family, all in one convenient location. Plan your quick escape at visitmesquite.com.
Bottom of the fourth from Las Vegas Ballpark. Matt Nebert along with Russ Langer. It's Reno 2, Las Vegas nothing. Here in the opening game of the six-game series, Copa de la Diversión tonight. Aviators playing as Los Reyes de Plata. And the 3-4-5 batters due up for the home side in the bottom of the fourth inning up against Ryan Nelson, who's held the Aviators scoreless through 40 pitches thus far. Left-handed batting right fielder Luis Barrera watching all the way on a first pitch fastball in there for strike one. Pitch down and outside in a right-on-left matchup. Barrera grounded into a fielder's choice in the first inning. Sheldon Noisy, the Barrera, swings and lofts one into shallow right field for a base hit. Got ahead of that off-speed pitch and hit it off the end of the bat, splitting Canzone and Cintron at first and second. And Barrera on for the second time tonight, although the first via the benefit of a base hit. Just the third single against Ryan Nelson tonight. Hometown product, pitching well in front of some hometown friends. It's his fourth outing against Las Vegas on the year. It's his third here at Las Vegas Ballpark. First leadoff man to reach against him is Barrera here in the fourth. That'll bring up Shea Langeliers. Open stance from the right. The catcher swings and slaps the first pitch straight back, clearing the screen and the press level as it goes to strike one. Langeliers popped out and foul ground. Wrap up a four-batter first inning. It's Jake Hager, the third baseman tonight, making a great play, reaching over the fence behind the tarp down the third base line. Speedy Barrera with an average-sized leadoff first. They'll throw over there, and it's not in time. Back in head first and safely is Barrera. So after the leadoff single, they're keeping a close eye on him. Barrera, 4 of 6 in steal opportunities on the year. And Shane Langeliers up, representing the tying run. And based on his recent form, this is the guy that you want up in a situation like this. Here's the 0-1 from the stretch. It's another fastball, another foul ball straight back. Similar look for each of the two strikes to Shane Langeliers thus far. Shea taking the all-star break, kind of an oxymoron. He did not have a break. He played and was the MVP of the SiriusXM Futures game before the all-star game itself. He swings here, lines one to left field, a base hit that gets down in front of Carroll. Rounding second, heading to third is Luis Barrera. He's in there standing and safely as the throw's cut off by the shortstop Wilmer Defoe. Back-to-back base hits have runners on the corners with nobody out. Tying run on first. Go-ahead run stepping in the form of Vince Fernandez. Great piece of hitting by Shea Langeliers, who's really heating up as we enter the month of August. And as always, aggressive and heads up base running by Barrera, taking two bases on that ball that Corbin Carroll did well to cut off in the gap in left center. Runners in the corners, nobody out for Fernandez. Left-handed batting designated hitter tonight. Watching all the way on a first pitch changeup for a strike on the inner third. Good arm side run on the string pull by Nelson, who struck Fernandez out to lead off the second inning, one of his two strikeouts thus far. Fernandez hits a one-hop ground ball to second. Fielded by Cintron, the turn of the bag by Defoe, and the throw to first is in time. However, Barrera scoring. Fernandez does not earn credit for an RBI on the 4-6-3 double play. So they'll trade two outs for the first run. The Aviators cutting into the deficit, now trailing 2-1 here in the bottom of the fourth inning. A hard hit ball off the bat of Fernandez. He knew that the double play, a very likely scenario there. Barrera breaking on contact with the infield shaded deep. So now the base is empty and two down for Nate Mondu. Batting in a 2-1 contest. Watching all the way in a first pitch fastball in for a strike at 93. Mondu popped out shallow to left field. Retired by Carroll for the middle out of a 1-2-3 second. Left-handed batter. Takes a curveball down and away for a ball. Not a very often used pitch by Nelson, but here the second time through the lineup, starting to throw some more breaking pitches. The 1-1 to Mondu is another breaking ball. This time the curveball's taken low for a called ball two. A run on four hits for the Aviators, with half of those hits coming in this inning. Mondu swings, hits a ground ball off the glove of the pitcher Nelson. He's in front of the mound, a sidearm leaping throw to first is in time. An athletic play for the former infielder Ryan Nelson. Mondu upset with himself as he hit that one on the screws, but a better grab by Nelson and a great recovery as well. Although the Aviators do strike, one run on two hits, nobody left on. Las Vegas on the board but trailing through four innings full to score. Reno 2, Aviators 1.
Every Tuesday when the Las Vegas Aviators are home, we transform to the Reyes de Plata as part of baseball's Copa de la Diversión. Celebrate Hispanic heritage with incredible food, drinks, and entertainment. Purchase your tickets now at aviatorslv.com.
Hey, Aviators fans, I'm Carla Perez from the Valley to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the valley and all along the strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, You'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
Snacks? Fuel? Ice cold drinks? Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Aviator 1, wearing the night goggles, waiting for the fireworks.
Your Las Vegas Aviators, the AAA affiliate of the Oakland Athletics, are ready to battle our interstate rivals, the Reno Aces, the AAA affiliate of the Arizona Diamondbacks. Friday night, a spectacular fireworks show will light up the sky, presented by your Las Vegas Hyundai dealers. Then on Saturday, the first 2,000 fans get a free Aviators back-to-school lunch bag, presented by America First Credit Union. We wrap up the series on Sunday night. Get your tickets now at aviatorslv.com.
Due up for the visiting Reno Aces as we're back with the top of the fifth inning from Las Vegas Ballpark. Aviators on the board, but trailing 2-1. Zach Logue begins his fifth inning of work against consensus top prospect Corbin Carroll. He swings to the first pitch, pops it up on the left side. Charging is the third baseman Noisy. He'll call off the catcher Langoliers and make the catch with one hand in foul territory. One pitch, one out so far, so good for Logue here in the top of the fifth.
That's big when you can get Carroll out to begin the inning with all of his speed, especially in a close game.
And Carroll held relatively in check today, 1-for-3 with an inconsequential base hit in the first inning. Now standing in is Stone Garrett. He's been very consequential tonight. Doubled in the third, scored on the Hager base hit. Comes after he was hit by a pitch in the first, stranded on second as he did so. Watching all the way in a first pitch changeup outside, called for ball one. Of course, we're here on Major League trade deadline day and with no waiver or player movement till the end of the season. And Garrett laid around on that slider. Was going to come in through the back door, but he was able to get a piece for strike one on a foul ball. Of course, we were talking about the A's with their main deal being the Montas and Trevino move to New York, but league-wide, maybe the busiest trade deadline ever. Garrett takes this pitch high. Cutter moves it to 2-1. Of course, the big deal. Juan Soto, along with Josh Bell, shipped from our nation's capital to San Diego. Trade netting them 5 players. As Garrett swings and misses. Late on that fastball, and the count goes even. But, of course, can't have a trade deadline day without Scott Boras being involved. Almost every player in that deal, including Eric Hosmer, who ended up not being in that deal, represented by Boras, and just adds a whole other level of consequence to it. Hosmer ended up in Boston. Here's the 2-2 out of the full windup. Garrett fouls it straight back, clearing the net and landing on top of the press box amongst the cabinetry. So the count remains 2-2 to Garrett with Dom Fletcher awaiting on deck. A really speedy 3-4-5 for Reno tonight. Low peers over the black glove. He'll take the sign and deliver on 2-2. Garrett fouls it off the mask of Langoliers.
If you're a Washington Nationals fan and then the fans out in the nation's capital, what a roller coaster. You win the World Series in 2019 and look at the team 3 years later.
You just look at the names that they've lost. Scherzer, Harper, Soto, Trey Turner. Fill in the blanks. I'm Pirate sympathizer, so I include Josh Bell on that list. Here's another 2-2 from Logue as the left-hander delivers. Garrett slaps one out of play, foul, and clearing the press level once again down the right field side. But plenty of other intriguing moves. One that I think benefits both sides. Noah Syndergaard flipped from Los Angeles to Philadelphia. I think a fresh start is in order for Need starting pitching depth. See what Lowe can come up with on 2-2. As this one swung on and hit well in the air to center field. Back is Pache. Still on the move. He's able to track it down just in front of the warning track. Christian Pache covering tons of ground and grabbing it on a backhand on a full sprint for the second out of the inning. What a play by the center fielder.
Wasn't sure what Lowe would try after Garrett had fouled a few fastballs out. He tried the fastball, and Garrett gave it a good ride. It's 4-15 out there, though. Pache ran it down.
Well-to-do for out number two is Pache. 2-2 for Dominic Fletcher, who stands in from the left. Lowe deals well to left-handed batters. He bunts it down the third base side, but it's foul. Aviators not really in a shift whatsoever. The left side is considerably deeper than the right. And with Noisy, about equidistant between second and third, but way back in the hole. Maybe three or four steps in front of the cut of the outfield grass. Next pitch for Logue will be his 90th. It'll come on 0-1. Here it is to Fletcher. Thought about going around, then thought better of it. On a breaking pitch, missing high for ball one. Another important moves around the Major League trade deadline. Rossell Iglesias also shipped out of Southern California, going from the Angels to the Braves. A swing and a miss for strike two here in Las Vegas from Fletcher. Offering up at that slider outside. Ball and two strikes. Mariners, Twins, Mets also very active around the trade deadline. The Rockies, the only team that didn't make a trade before the 3 p.m. Pacific trade deadline. Fletcher really jumped out of his shoes trying to hold up on the check swing. The breaking pitch missed outside, called for ball two to even the count. Reno on top, 2-1 in the top of the fifth inning. Logue looking to go 1-2-3 for the first time tonight. Here's his 2-2 pitch. Fastball just outside, and the count goes full. Logue definitely trying to dot the corner there, and was right to the mid of Langoliers. But with the ABS calling balls and strikes, couldn't bring that one in for strike three. So here's the 3-2 payoff pitch with Jake Hager awaiting on deck. Logue rocks and the left-hander delivers. Swing and a miss, strike three. He went upstairs with a fastball. Logue got better as he went along, goes 1-2-3 for the first time in the top of the fifth. And with that, we've played half a ball game, 4.5 innings down, 4.5 to go. Bottom of the fifth upcoming with the Aviators trailing the Aces 2-1.
Chevy trucks are known for their legendary dependability and capability. And right now is the right time to find your next Chevy truck. It's time to forge ahead with Chevy Silverado. It's time to take on new challenges. And it's time to take it to the next level. It's the perfect time to do more in your next Chevy truck. See the Fairway Truck Megastore.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
STN Sports is the only sports betting app you need this season. STN Sports has it all. In-play betting, mobile parlay cards, the Play Plus card to fund and withdraw from anywhere in Nevada, and the latest lines on every game. STN Sports even lets you earn points for every bet. Safe and easy betting from your phone or tablet. Go to StationCasinoSports.com or sign up at any Station Casino, Wildfire, or the El Cortez. Details available at all sportsbooks.
Aviators trailing the Aces 2-1. Bottom of the fifth inning in game 1 out of 6 from Las Vegas Ballpark. And in the bottom third, Billy McKinney, followed by Christian Pache and Kevin Smith. As we enter into this bottom of the fifth inning, some somber news out of the world of baseball. This legendary, all-time broadcaster, Vin Scully, just announced he passed away earlier this afternoon at the age of 94. Really a big blow for not only baseball, but media and really the world. He was such a gifted storyteller. And Russ, I know this one hits you hard. He was a personal friend of yours.
No question. I feel like I just got pounded in the solar plexus by a wrecking ball. Mr. Scully, 67 years behind the mic, and we can talk all day long and all night long about what a fantastic broadcaster he was. I'll let you call a pitch here, Matt.
As the 1-1 to McKinney is swung on, lined into the glove of the first baseman, Canzone. Took a step to the right and took a little leap up for it for out number one. Brings up Christian Pache with nobody on in a 2-1 game in the fifth inning.
I mean, think about it. When he broke in 1950, Harry Truman was president. Went all the way through 2016. The longest tenure of any broadcaster with a single team in pro sports history. The thing about it is, as wonderful of a broadcaster as he was even a better human being.
Pache swings with the first pitch, drives it well to right center field, but over to track it down is the center fielder Fletcher. He slows the gate up, reaches up and makes the catch for out number two quickly. Two up and two down here in the bottom of the fifth inning. And with David McKay warming up behind Zach Logue for Las Vegas, it'll be the bottom batter in the lineup, Kevin Smith, standing in.
Warmth, sincerity, and to him, I was just another minor league guy. Shake a tree and 400 of us fall out of it. But he was absolutely a complete gentleman to me and to so many other people.
Smith checks the swing on a first pitch fastball. Smith, who's 0 for 1 tonight, falls behind nothing and 1. You're just tuning in here in the fifth inning. Some sad news out of baseball. Vin Scully passed away earlier this afternoon at the age of 94 in Southern California. I think that's what the umpires are convening to meet on, is if it was indeed a check swing foul ball. Home plate umpire Nate Thomas said after a brief meeting signals, yes, it was a foul ball. Goes to Smith personally and taps the chest as if to say, my fault, missed that one. So the count nothing and one to Smith, who flied out to center field back in the third inning. And for a lot of people, Vin Scully was the Dodgers. And Smith takes that slider outside, one ball, one strike. As, you know, you think of Jackie Robinson, Sandy Koufax, Vin Scully as much a part of Dodgers history as any of the players that have ever played for the club.
And Tommy Lasorda.
This bouncing curveball. Slowest pitch that Nelson's thrown all night. It's 74. Bounces in for a called ball, too.
But Scully was the inspiration for the beginning of many, many broadcasting careers, including yours truly. And to say he'll be missed is a titanic understatement.
Here's the 2-1 to Smith. Checks the swing, fastball high. They'll appeal down the first base side and able to hold up, says the first base umpire Darius Gani on the appeal. So Smith ahead, three balls to a strike, with the leadoff man Cal Stevenson awaiting on deck. Now, Scully also called some of the biggest moments, not only in Dodgers history, but in Major League history. Smith hits a foul ball off the foot, rolls down the third base side, picked up by Hager as the count goes full. Of course, Scully also on the call for Hank Aaron's number 715 home run to break Babe Ruth's record. Take your pick among the history of baseball. Vin Scully, one of the Mount Rushmore heads, if you will. He is just, means so much to the game of baseball, and he'll be sorely missed.
Unmatched as a baseball broadcaster, the true poet laureate of the game.
Count full at 3-2. Smith takes a fastball inside, call for ball 4. So after two quick putouts to begin the fifth inning, Smith reaches first base on a walk to represent the tying run. And here comes Cal Stevenson, who's 1-for-2 so far. Stevenson popped out to left field to begin the Aviators at bat in the first and second base. 2-1 the score, two outs and a runner on as Stevenson hits this first pitch down the first base side. Forehand grab by the second baseman Cintron and a full 360 spin and the throw to first in there ahead of the speedy Cal Stevenson. So a two-out walk, stranded on base. No runs in the bottom of the fifth for Las Vegas on no hits. And one man left on. On to the sixth we go. It's Reno leading 2-1.
I want to take more chances with the embroidery.
Henley's vision for a new clothing line is coming into focus.
Dramatic.
They'll need an on-staff photographer to put their collection in the spotlight.
Why is no one taking shots of these?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Now, Chuck, I know that you're the brains behind DLC, but you really have some amazing staff members.
Our customers just love them, Craig. How many loan companies do you know with thousands of great reviews on Google and Yelp?
None. That's how many.
Check this out. Quite a few of our staff even started out as Dollar Loan Center customers and had such a good experience, they came to work for us. Our goal has always been to make people feel comfortable and treat them with respect, and our staff nails it.
What's that saying you have?
Yeah, it's tough enough for someone to have to walk through a strange set of doors because they need a quick loan. The least we can do at Dollar Loan Center is treat them like $1 million and send them home with a few hundred.
Amen, brother. That was Chuck, founder of DLC, where you can get up to $5,000 in minutes at over 50 locations. You can also apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
licensed by the Data Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet minimum loan qualifications. Review loan qualifications. Visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Sink your teeth into the new Primal Cravings menu and Beyond Raptor Burger at Carl's Jr. Feed your happy or awaken your Primal Cravings with the new Primal menu featuring Prime Rib or the Beyond Raptor Burger. Carl's Jr. outside the store. Entering into the top of the sixth inning, Aviators trailing the Reno Aces 2-1 and a new arm into the game for the home side with Zach Lowe going five innings, allowing two runs on seven hits. Here comes the right-hander David McKay out of the Aviators bullpen. McKay acquired earlier in the season, picked up off waivers from the Tampa organization, spent some time with the Yankees in the minor leagues as well. A 6'3", 27-year-old right-hander, originally out of Melbourne, Florida. He comes in facing off against Hager, Canzone, and Grenier. Number 6, 7, and 8 batters in the visiting Reno Aces lineup. I'll give the final line on Logue in a moment. So far, Jake Hager on the night, 1-of-2 with an RBI base hit in the third. Popped into an infield flyout in the first inning. First pitch out of the stretch from McKay is an 89-mile-an-hour cutter off the outside. Final line for Logue. Two runs, both earned on seven hits. Tossed five innings full on 94 pitches, including 62 strikes. No walks and four strikeouts for Logue. As McKay gets a called strike one to Hager. Fastball at the knees for called strike. The zero walks big for Logue is really the only damage. Came on base hits in the first and third innings. A slider tipped into the mitt by Hager. Brings the count to a ball and two strikes. And McKay was originally drafted by the Royals, 14th round pick in 2016, pitching for his third different affiliate this year. Began the year with the Yankees. Four outings with AAA Durham in the Tampa organization. Gets a swing and a foul ball straight back by Hager, and the count remains 1-2. For McKay, he made his major league debut in 2019. If you count his appearances at the major league level this year, he's pitched for six different teams across three affiliates. This is his fourth outing with the Aviators. The 1-2 to Hager. Another one swung on and fouled straight back, although this one on a fastball. And 91 on the heater from the right-hander so far with the Aviators, yet to allow an earned run. In 4 1/3 innings, giving up five hits, no runs, four strikeouts, and no walks. He's without a record or an earned run average. He comes set on 1-2. Here's the delivery. Hager takes a called strike three. McKay spun him a curveball. Freezing Jake Hager for the first out of the sixth inning, picking up where Logue left off in the fifth. That'll bring up Dominic Canzone, first baseman who's grounded out not once but twice to Mondu at second. With that in mind, Mondu in a shifted right side of the infield, shallow and right, and backing up as we speak. Sheldon Noisy all alone on the left side against the left-handed batting Canzone. First baseman takes a curveball outside for McKay. Canzone has ended each inning in which he's come to bat. Physically impossible here. With one out, nobody on in the sixth. He swings and hits this fastball out of plate on the left field side. Foul ball moves the count to 1-1. So a good outing for Lowe, all things considered. Allowed seven hits, just eight total base runners as he hit Stone Garrett in the first inning as well, but really did a good job of stranding runners on. This one's belted to right. You can forget about it with the right fielder Barrera running out of room on the track. It's out of here on the berm, and the Aces now lead 3-1. Dominic Canzone, playing in his first game since June, leaves the yard in his third at-bat. It's his ninth bomb of the year, RBI number 39, and the Aces lead back to 2. So for McKay, it's the first run that he's allowed since being added to the Aviators roster. He's made one appearance for Oakland. Same deal, he had to give up a run before that long ball from Canzone. So with one out, nobody on, and a run already across in the sixth inning. Brings up Grayson Griner. Big body in from the right side as McKay comes set from the right as well. First pitch, curveball, missing in for ball one. Griner perfect tonight. Basing took the first pitch he saw off Logue in his second at bat and nearly left the yard to straightaway center. 1-0 breaking pitch high and away. Two balls, no strikes to Griner. He's big for a catcher at 6'6", 235 pounds. Here's the 2-0 from McKay. Deals exclusively out of the stretch. Griner fouls it down the right field side, drifting and landing above the sweet level for strike two. Typically, you get a 6'6" backstop and expect him to be a first baseman within a couple of years. Griner, though, has played for a couple of different teams behind home plate at the major league level. He swings and misses here. A nice looking slider moving away from him by McKay. Evens the count at 2-2. And Adam Kolarik getting his cursory warm-up tosses in beyond the right field fence. McKay set. Here's the pitch. Just off the outside. A slider called for a ball, and the count goes full to Griner. Carlos Cintron awaiting on deck. McKay delivers on 3-2. Griner pops one up, right side foul ground. Heading over towards the seats is the first baseman McKinney, but he runs out of room. A foul ball that drops in the fifth row keeps the count 3-2. Fastball, slider, and a curveball. A three-pitch mix for a well-traveled right-hander out of Florida Atlantic, David McKay. Pitching here in a 3-1 ball game. Here's his 3-2 pitch. Griner takes a called ball four just off the outside. And 92 on the fastball. Everybody freezing, including the home plate umpire Nate Tomlinson. But the AEBS system rules it ball four, and Griner stays perfect. A single, a double, and a walk in his three at-bats respectively. And with the 3-1 lead, and the number nine batter Cintron standing in, both batter and runner taking a look down the third base side. It's the hitting coach Mark, right-handed batting Cintron. Takes a check swing on a fastball. It's in there for a called strike nonetheless. As Cintron thought he had held up on the check swing, and before the call was made, he was pointing down to first. He said, check me down there. Nick Tomlinson ruled it a strike at home plate anyway. So the count nothing and one as McKay fires. This one's off the outside. Fastball for ball one. Coming into the day, 4.04 on the batting average through 30 games. Cintron 0-2 thus far tonight. Average taking a dip down to 395 with a strikeout and a flyout to left on the docket for him. Griner off first. 1-1 slider outside. Way outside as the catcher Langeliers has to rotate around to the right to keep it in front. McKay toes the first base side of the rubber. Runner breaks from first. Pitch swung on and missed. Throw down to second. Just not in time. So the hit and run spoiled with Cintron not able to make contact. Although Grayson Griner steals second, his first stolen base in his first attempt of the year. The benefactor of that pitch being way down and out. You saw the interesting looking swing, if you will, by Cintron. If you're tuned into our Cox Earview stream, that's indicative that the hit and run was on. Have to swing no matter what. So the count now 2-2. With McKay coming set, a look to second, now deals. Cintron takes up. Fastball called for ball three. So back-to-back full counts following the Canzone home run. This is all following a called third strike to Jake Hager. So McKay started out swimmingly. Since then, a home run, a walk, and the upcoming 3-2 pitch. Here it is, the payoff offering. Cintron lines one down the right field side, but too much legs as it drifts into the right field corner for a foul ball. And the count remains 3-2. A day where so much happened across the landscape of Major League Baseball. Trading deadline at 3 p.m. Pacific today. Only Vin Scully could make it a bigger story. Of course, Vin Scully passing away at the age of 94 earlier this afternoon, if you're just tuning in. A loss for the Dodgers, a loss for the world of baseball as well, called so many of the seminal moments of the sport. Here's another 3-2 pitch from McKay. Cintron takes a slider outside. And back-to-back walks on full-count pitches following the Canzone solo home run. That does set up a double play anywhere around the infield, but it also brings up the leadoff man, Cooper Hummel. And the switch hitting designated batter will turn it around and, at least for the time being, stand in the left-handed batter's box. I say time being because here comes Fran Reardon. Aviators manager is going to make the call to the pen. It'll be Adam Kolarik out of the Aviators relief corps, so Hummel will have to flip it around to the right side. A strikeout followed by a homer and two walks. Four batter outing for David McKay, and with Cooper Hummel awaiting from the right side, it'll be Adam Kolarik to square off against him with two on and one out. And the Aviators trailing 3-1 in the sixth. We'll step aside for the pitching change.
Aviator 1 wearing the night goggles waiting for the fireworks.
Your Las Vegas Aviators, the AAA affiliate of the Oakland Athletics, are ready to battle our interstate rivals, the Reno Aces, the AAA affiliate of the Arizona Diamondbacks. Friday night, a spectacular fireworks show will light up the sky, presented by your Las Vegas Hyundai dealers. Then on Saturday, the first 2,000 fans get a free Aviators back-to-school lunch bag, presented by America First Credit Union. We wrap up the series on Sunday night. Get your tickets now at aviatorslv.com. Hey, Chuck, you've said before that the DLC has processed over 2 million applications. What about the folks who were denied?
Craig, I love this question, and the answer is simple. If you were denied a loan in the past and are still looking for a loan, before you go somewhere else and pay way too much, give us another shot. Everyone's situation changes. You may have a cosigner, and you'd like the chance to try and help you out.
I'm telling you, it seems like my credit score goes up and down each month.
Another great point. We don't use a traditional credit score at Dollar Loan Center, so if you're credit isn't great, we can still help. You don't even need a checking account, and we give you longer to pay back.
That was Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center, where you can get up to $5,000 in just minutes. We have over 50 locations, or you can apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet minimum loan qualifications. Review loan qualifications. Visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
So it is Adam Kolarik out of the Aviators bullpen. Enters into a 3-1 game with Reno on top in the first game of six. Grayson Griner off second. Giancarlos Cintron off first. They were both walked by David McKay. He's got a partial line of just a third of an inning tossed. Left-hander Adam Kolarik up against the switch hitting Cooper Hummel, who bats from the right. Designated hitter leading off this evening. Takes a called ball one low. 89 on the fastball from Kolarik. The 6'3", 33-year-old left-hander. Making his 19th outing for the Aviators. He's also pitched in 15 games for Oakland at the Major League level this year. Throws a slider. Curves around the outside of the plate for a called ball, too. It's a 3-1 lead, partially due to the fact that Dominic Canzone, the first baseman, went yard in the sixth earlier on in the inning. His first game played since June. His 2-0 fastball fouled out of plate on the first base side. Hummel atop the lineup tonight, 0-3. He did reach back in the fourth on a fielder's choice. Hit a ball that went off the foot of Zach Logue at 105 miles an hour. It was ruled a fielder's choice with Griner tag trying to advance from second to third. Ball bounced right to the third baseman, Noisy. A long look in before the 2-1. Kolarik fires, and an excuse-me swing by Hummel. Goes for strike two. Kind of offered low, finished high. They appeal down the first base side, and Darius did go around. Hummel also stole second when he reached back in the fourth. Now 3-7 and swipes on the year. He's grounded out and flied out otherwise. Here's the 2-2 from Kolarik. He deals from the stretch. Hummel takes a heater outside for ball three. It's the third straight full count. Two batters back-to-back by David McKay went full. Griner and Cintron, they both took a called ball four. They're both on base. Three balls, two strikes, and one out in descending order on the video board in left center field. And a late call for time granted by the home plate umpire Nate Tomlinson. McKinney's off the bag at first. A big lead for Cintron with Griner off second. Here's a 3-2 pitch. Down and away, ball four on the changeup. So following the Canzone home run, three straight full counts offered up by two Aviators bullpen arms. All three of them ending in walks. Griner on third, Cintron on second, Hummel on first. They all took a called ball four to get there. So now with the bases loaded and one out, two of the three runs allowed on by, base runners I should say, allowed on by David McKay. Here's Wilmer Defoe. Another switch hitter atop the lineup, batting from the right. Marino shortstop takes a called ball. That slider missing low. Partial line for McCate. One run so far on one hit over one-third of an inning. He walked two, struck out one through 23 pitches, 13 for strikes. He'll leave with a no decision. Count 1-0. As this one's popped up to straightaway center field. Going back is Pache. Playable for the center fielder just in front of the warning track. All three base runners tag. All three are going to try to advance, and they all do successfully with Grayson Griner scoring from third. And a sacrifice fly from Wilmer Defoe extends the Reno lead to 4-1 here in the top of the sixth inning. Great base running all the way around with Hummel advancing to second. Cintron to third, and as mentioned, Griner coming around to score. So it'll be a sac fly, RBI number 33 for Defoe. Now two of the four runs charged to the first man out of the pen. Second man out, Kolarik, trying to limit. Challenge, though, with Corbin Carroll in from the left side. The left fielder takes a fastball, riding in over the inside for a called strike one. Drafted in the 11th round in 2010 by the Mets, Kolarik, his big league debut in 2017 over Maryland Terrapin, mostly known for his time with the Tampa organization. As Carroll hits this one high, down the left field side, over to have a run for it is Stevenson. He reaches over the fence, and it'll drop into the second row for a foul ball. Stevenson gave it a look, and he's got as much foot speed as anybody on either roster. Just unable to get there in time, and it would have been a miraculous circus catch even if he was able to reach over. Although the count does go nothing and two to Corbin Carroll, consensus top prospect in the Diamondbacks organization, with two across in the inning, two on and two down. Here's the 0-2. Carroll swings and chops it fouled on the first base side. With the Aviators so far on the year, Kolarik in his second stint with Las Vegas, 0-1 with a 5.66 ERA over 18 prior appearances. As did just 20 and two-thirds innings, has struck out 22 and walked 7. He's ahead nothing and 2. Looking to stay ahead of Carroll as he delivers. A swing and a miss for strike 3. So a couple of runs scoring on a home run and 3 walks. It's Corbin Carroll striking out swinging to end the sixth as Kolarik limits the damage to 2 runs on 1 hit and 3 walks and 2 men left on. Heading into the bottom of the sixth inning, the score, Reno 4, Las Vegas 1.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land 25 Roy Horn Way on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
Aviator 1, wearing the night goggles, waiting for the fireworks.
Your Las Vegas Aviators, the AAA affiliate of the Oakland Athletics, are ready to battle our interstate rivals, the Reno Aces, the AAA affiliate of the Arizona Diamondbacks. Friday night, a spectacular fireworks show will light up the sky, presented by your Las Vegas Hyundai dealers. Then on Saturday, the first 2,000 fans get a free Aviators back-to-school lunch bag, presented by America First Credit Union. We wrap up the series on Sunday night. Get your tickets now at aviatorslv.com.
Laughlin is a place to indulge, relax, and have new adventures. So when you see the lights of Laughlin shining off the Colorado River, you know that the food is good, the people are friendly, and the excitement is real. Plan your trip at visitlaughlin.com.
Snacks? Fuel? Ice cold drinks? Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Reno on top of Las Vegas 4-1. Back to Las Vegas ballpark is Ryan Nelson, set to begin his sixth inning of work atop the mound. 62 pitches, 47 for strikes, back-to-back 11-pitch innings for Nelson in the fourth and the fifth inning. First pitch swinging is Sheldon Noisy, a line drive, base hit. That takes two bounces before it's scooped up by the left fielder Corbin Carroll, and Noisy wasting no time, recording his second hit of the game. First multi-hit effort by an Aviators batter tonight as they add on another base hit. Aviators with five hits now, including the noisy leadoff single here in the sixth. They have all been one-base hits. So Noisy leads it off with a knock to left, and that'll bring up Luis Barrera. Yet to be retired is the Aviators' right fielder. And at this point, he's scored the only offense for the home side. Watching all the way in a first pitch fastball at 92 in for a strike. Barrera singled and scored in the fourth. Played it on Avens. Fernandez double play. To this point, the only offense for Las Vegas among five hits and a pair of fielder's choices. Barrera swings and fouls a fastball straight back to the screen. Quickly behind, nothing and two. And there is a right-handed arm up and getting loose behind Adam Kolarik for the Aviators. Jake LeMoyne is a veteran right-hander, fires away beyond the right field fence. The count's nothing and two to Barrera with Shea Langeliers on deck and the runner on and nobody out. Time called at the plate. It was Barrera sticking the hand out. A couple of steps off the bag at first. Noisy leads off with the hands on the knees. The 0-2 to Barrera. A little dribbler hit on the ground to the left side. Charging is the shortstop. Defoe, a bare hand grab and throw to first is in time. What a play by Defoe, and with Barrera chugging down the line, I think that might have been the only chance for the shortstop. If he goes to the glove, Barrera likely beats it. And Defoe, an outstanding grab, and the throw on top was just a bonus. The 6-3 ground out on the scorecard does move Noisy up to second. It was never a put out up the middle. And that brings up Shea Langeliers, the tying run on deck in the bottom of the sixth inning. 4-1 the score. Nelson looks to second, deals to the plate. Missing high on the fastball at 94 with Langeliers watching a called ball one. Langeliers singled in the fourth. And laced a line drive to the left fielder Corbin Carroll, I should say. And popped out down the third base side in foul territory in the first. He'll take a bouncing ball. Curveball at 78 for ball two. So far, Nelson, 68 pitches, 51 for strikes. He has been a zone filler, if nothing else, tonight. Spreading out five base hits against the Aviators, who have yet to take a walk offensively. Change up, drifting down and a bit outside. Count goes to 3-0 against Langeliers. They can find a way on. It would bring up Vince Fernandez, representing the tying run in the bottom of inning number six. Reno with a single run in the first and the third. A two spot in the top of this very frame. Shea watches all the way on a 3-0 fastball high and tight for ball four. So it's the first walk of the night offensively for the Aviators and puts runners on first and second for Fernandez with one out in the sixth inning. Grayson Griner, the catcher, out to have a word with Ryan Nelson as the fastball velocity starting to dip a bit. A couple of pitches to both Barrera and Langeliers, 92 to 93 on the radar gun. He was sitting legitimately at 95-96 when the game started. And Nelson, who is as durable as it comes in terms of innings among all Pacific Coast League arms, and laboring here in the sixth. Nelson's yet to face more than four batters in an inning. Set the Aviators down in order in the second. Aside from that, all four batter frames as Fernandez in from the left with two on and one down. First pitch swinging, a foul ball straight back in our direction, held within the screen for strike one to Fernandez, who took a called strike three from Nelson in the second, one of just two strikeouts for the right-hander. Fernandez also grounded into the 4-6-3 double play up the middle in the fourth inning. Still to this point, the only run brought in on that twin killing. Takes that 0-1 fastball. It's a called strike, although it bounces off the glove of Griner. Dribbles down the first base side, not far enough away for an advancement from Noisy on second, Langeliers on first. They're back to their respective bases. Sellout crowd of 8,285 getting into it. The ninth sellout of the year for the Aviators. A great crowd on hand in the first game of six, setting the tone for the rest of the week. Count nothing and two to Fernandez. Here's the pitch. A swing and a miss. Strike three. As we're talking about that fastball velocity, Nelson reaches back for something extra. 95 in on the hands. No chance for Fernandez there. He's sent down on strikes for the second time tonight. And a big time at bat here in the bottom of the sixth. The extra base hits have been hard to come by, but Las Vegas putting runners on in every inning but one. They trail 4-1 in the sixth inning. Left-handed batting Mondu takes a fastball just off the outside for a called ball one at 94. Mentioned earlier, Nelson's pitched against the Aviators three times on the year, twice here at Las Vegas Ballpark. He struck out 6 and 7, respectively, in each of those outings. Shortstop Defoe makes a break to the bag. And Noisy was not that far off. He's able to get back in standing without a throw, but Nelson stepped off the back of the mound, mainly to reset the focus from the right-hander. First baseman Canzone behind Langeliers, who's got a big lead. 1-0 ground ball hit on the ground to the first base side. Picked up by the second baseman, Cintrone. On a bouncer off the chest. He's able to recover and throw Mondu out. As one second baseman grounds out to another, the Aviators threaten with a base hit and a walk, but they strand a pair on and don't score any in the bottom of the sixth inning. And through six
if
innings,
you're
full,
ready
Reno,
to sell your
one.
AutoNation makes it as easy as A, B, C. A, any AutoNation store. B, bring in your car. See? Check on the spot. It doesn't get simpler than that. AutoNation will buy your car, whether you buy ours or not. You'll get a check on the spot in as fast as 30 minutes, so you can turn it into cash now. Sell your car fast at AutoNation. Visit AutoNation.com.
Steiner, the Nevada Style Pub invites you to play the best tavern, keno, and video poker in Vegas. Promos are how we roll to make the most of your gaming dollars here with us. Come play our proud partner gaming promotion, Fly Aviators Fly, and receive daily free play, bonuses, and more. With a chance to win awesome brand of prizes and big money for all the jackpots each week. It's not only great gaming that Steiner's Pub has, it's the 24 awesome rotating draft beers, the Vegas' best appetizers to match. So join us in supporting your Las Vegas Aviators, Golden Knights, Lights, Aces, and the Raiders as we make history in Vegas. Steiner, the Nevada Style Pub at 8410 West Cheyenne, 1750 North Buffalo, and Las Vegas Boulevard at Windmill. Steiner's, I love this place.
Family-owned and operated has been supporting the Las Vegas Valley and handling all of your Bridgestone and Firestone needs since 1948. Swing on in for a set of innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone tires today. We do auto repairs, too. No job too big or small. 9 locations throughout the valley. Make an appointment today. Visit us at tedweens.com to find a location near you.
Top of the seventh inning from Las Vegas Ballpark. A great crowd on hand. And with Reno leading 4-1, it's a new arm into the game as the right-hander Jake LeMoyne fires his final warm-up tosses for Las Vegas. And back on the saddle on the play-by-play, here's Russ Langer.
Thank you very much, Matt Neverett. So now Jake LeMoyne, the bearded righty, is the fourth Las Vegas pitcher. Adam Kolarik, two-thirds of an inning. No runs or hits, a walk, and a strikeout. We enter the seventh inning, 4-1 Reno. Reno win would gain them a game over the Aviators and put them 3.5 ahead of Las Vegas, with five games at hand in this series, but there's still three innings to play. Jake LeMoyne coming off a good outing at Albuquerque, one of the two games that Las Vegas won. It was game five, and he threw a scoreless inning and got Carlos Perez to pop up in a clutch spot, which is one of the reasons the Aviators won. Here's Stone Garrett, and LeMoyne delivers. Fastball just maybe low, close toward the outside corner. One ball to no strikes. Jake LeMoyne out of Bridge City, Texas. Jake is 6'4", 225, 28 years old. To the Round Rock last year.
Looks like time caller. I'm playing umpire Nate Tomlinson fiddling just with the earpiece.
The earpiece, yeah. And a pitch. Garrett takes it a little low. Slider, ball two. Two balls and no strikes now. With a 3.18 ERA over 11 and a third innings. 11 walks, 11 strikeouts. The 2-0 checks his swing and fouls it off to the right. Two balls and one strike to count on Stone Garrett. Garrett hit by Zach Logue, then hit back in the third when he doubled and scored. Flat out to the warning track in center in the fifth. There's been Logue, McKay, Kolarik, and now LeMoyne. Working in the top of the seventh inning. Nobody on and nobody out. Here's the 2-1 offering to Stone Garrett. Fastball inside, 3-1 now.
You mentioned McKay and Kolarik. Final lines, McKay an inning, or third of an inning, I should say. Two runs both earned on one hit and a pair of walks for Kolarik. Two-thirds of an inning, a walk, a strikeout, zeros elsewhere.
3-1, lifted in the air to center. Shallow, Pache racing in now. He pulls up and makes the catch. Pache covered a lot of ground, but he's there to pull up and make that grab. One down for Fletcher. He had a pop-up RBI single in the first, grounded out to second, and then struck out in the fifth. He was the last man that Logue faced in this game.
Well, that's one a good problem to have if you're Christian Pache. Too much wheels. He almost overran that thing. He had to wave the arms to slow himself down. Love to see that out of your center fielder. He may have the best range of any outfielder in the PCL.
Here's Fletcher, left-handed batter, hitting 309, four homers and 21 batted in. He takes one down and away, a breaking ball. Ball one, 1-0 to count. Ninth sellout of the year on a Tuesday, no less, 8,285. Really terrific crowd. The 1-0, bat fastball is a strike on the outside. One ball and one strike on Dominic Fletcher.
Reyes de Plata bobblehead giveaway for the first 2,000 fans. Definitely brought a lot of people in-house, and still plenty more to come. Fireworks on Friday, giving away the back-to-school lunchbox on Saturday.
Fastball outside, ball two, 2-1. A lot of reasons to come on out. You've got two really good teams going head-to-head facing off here. Battling for first place. The big, as Matt mentioned, park tomorrow, fireworks Friday, the pitch. High drive in a deep center, but Pache cruising over is there and makes that catch. So he has a couple of putouts, Pache does, in the seventh inning for Jake Hager. No action in the Reno pen, so Nelson's gone six. He's already beaten the Aviators once this year, and he's pitched very well. And the Aviators will have the bottom three coming up in the bottom of this, the seventh inning. Hager against Logue fouled out, single in a run. And then against Dave McKay, struck out looking to open up the sixth inning. LeBoyne's fastball misses for ball one, 92 miles an hour, just off the outside corner. One ball and no strikes the count. This will be a 1-0. Hager swings and fouls that fastball back at 91. And it's a ball and a strike now. We talked about all the new faces. Two teams have not met since the third week in May. And LeMoyne in that category. Reno has not seen him this year. He's faced Sacramento, Salt Lake, Oklahoma City, Round Rock, and Albuquerque. Here's the 1-1 to Hager. Hits down low. Ball two, 2-1.
The thing for LeMoyne, who started the year off in the major leagues, was an oblique injury cost him almost the entirety of June and the beginning of July. He didn't pitch between June 1st and July 9th, so you wondered how fresh he was going to be when he came back. Aside from giving up two runs in a third of an inning against Salt Lake, he has been excellent since returning.
Pitches outside, ball three. 3-1 on Hager with Dominic Canzone on deck.
When you look at the numbers for LeMoyne, even since the All-Star break, he's made three outings lasting 3 2/3 innings. He's given up a run on two hits. He has been really good at retiring opposing batters since the break.
Here's the 3-1 now. That's too low. Ball four. Fastball at 91 over the plate, but low. Two-out walk extends the inning for Canzone, who in his first two at-bats kept Nate Mondu busy with two ground balls to the Vegas second baseman. Again, he turned a 2-1 game into a 3-1 game with a long solo home run to right.
It was the hardest hit ball of the night so far and still remains at 110 miles an hour off the bat. A no-doubt line drive screamer over the right field fence.
His ninth of the year. He's hitting 254. He swings and misses. Good off-speed breaking ball at 85. He swung early. Strike one. Third baseman Noisy, now that he's convinced that Canzone is swinging away here, is backing up to deep shortstop. So the shift is on. Kevin Smith several feet to the right of second, a step in front of the grass. Mondu out on the outfield grass. Throw to first, and diving back in is Hager. A home run by Canzone, his second against the Aviators this year. The 0-1. Bounding ball back a second. That's where Smith is. He gloves and fires to first, and that's the inning. So it's a 6-3, although it's pulled slightly to the first base side of second. LeMoyne hangs a zero in a hitless seventh inning. Reno leaves one on the walk to Jake Hager. And we are now in the stretch portion of the seventh inning. And the score, Reno 4, the Aviators 1.
The Las Vegas Aviators are landing in your ears on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM. KRLB Las Vegas.
Love Seats, download the app to download Love Seats for all the best game seats, concerts, and more. Now buy seats, move seats, share love. Love Seats, share the love. Love Seats.
Laughlin is a place to indulge, relax, and have new adventures. So when you see the lights of Laughlin shining off the Colorado River, you know that the food is good, the people are friendly, and the excitement is real. Plan your trip at visitlaughlin.com.
Welcome to Mesquite. Welcome to golf. Dining. Outdoor recreation. Gaming, and fun for the whole family. All in one convenient location. Plan your quick escape at visitmesquite.com.
Another world, another dimension, where left is right, up is down, and chicken sandwiches only cost $1. This place exists, and it's called the Carl's Jr. app. So when you buy one hand-breaded chicken sandwich, you get another for just $1.
Cluck bait!
It's time to fall for some cluck bait. Bite into the hand-breaded chicken menu only at Carl's Jr. Feed your happy. Available for a limited time at participating restaurants exclusively in the Carl's Jr. app or website by registered My Rewards members. Tax not included. See app or website for additional terms and conditions.
Snacks? Fuel? Ice-cold drinks? Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
All right, welcome back again, friends. We are now heading into the bottom of the seventh inning. Russ Langer here with Matt Neverett, 4-1 Reno. In the first of six, Billy McKinney leads off, takes a breaking ball that wrinkles in there for a strike from Ryan Nelson, 0-1. Nelson's been in complete command, and he's now thrown 76 pitches, 56 strikes. McKinney has struck out and lined out, and Billy takes a breaking ball, checks the swing, takes it low. For McKinney, followed by Christian Pache, then Kevin Smith. And due up fourth in the inning would be leadoff man Cal Stevenson. So Nelson trying to complete seven frames. Fastball strike. And it's the scoreboard indicates that it's 2-2. So again, the next pitch will be his 80th, and we're already in the seventh inning. So Nelson very well might have a lot more gas left in the tank. There's a call, third strike on the outside corner. Fastball 93 freezes McKinney. Second time McKinney's been out looking. Four strikeouts for Nelson. He's only walked once. He walked Langoliers in the sixth. And here's Pache, who's popped out and flied out.
You mentioned how strong Nelson, fourth time this year that he's gone through six innings plus. He hasn't completed seven innings. He's season high 6 2/3 back on June 10th against Sacramento.
Fastball high.
And in that outing, he gave up 3 runs, 2 earned on 6 hits. He's bested all those numbers tonight. 1 run on 5 hits allowed so far.
And the next one, that's a strike at the knees. 1-1 on Pache.
He's also pitching with a ton of tempo in the seventh. He gets the ball, gets the sign, and then rocks and fires. He's ready to go.
The 1-1. Pache hits a slow ground ball to third, charge by Hager. He's got to hurry. He throws and gets him. Nice play by Hager. Pache runs well, so not a lot of room for error. And the batter, Kevin Smith, who's flat out and walked, he's 0-1.
That's a play there from Hager. You can tell he's made a million times. Just the level of comfortability from a third baseman charging in. Picks it up on the short hop, the transfer and the throw all in one fluid motion. And as you mentioned, have to be quick to first with Pache bearing down the line. And he was, much to the benefit of Ryan Nelson, 83 pitches through 6 2/3. Next out will be a season long for him.
Arena has managed 4 runs and 8 hits. But the star has been Ryan Nelson. 6 2/3. Pitches ball one. Smith flat out and walked. If he reaches Cal Stevenson, he'll be next. One ball and no strikes to count. Nelson throws. And that's up and away, ball two. 2-0.
I mentioned the durability of Nelson. That last pitch is 85th. He's thrown 100-plus pitches in three of his last four outings. And if you bump that criteria down to 96 or more, that's four of his last five. He is a real dependable innings eater.
And Smith goes after a fastball, lifts it foul, straight back behind the plate. 2-1 now. Aviators trying to stir things up. Their problem in Round Rock, lack of offense. That was not really a problem in Albuquerque. But here they are being handcuffed into the seventh by Ryan Nelson at a basic high school. Pitch is low, 3-1, and University of Oregon. Nelson said he issued the one walk to Langoliers, but he hasn't had a lot of these three-ball counts. 3-1, he gets a fastball, fouls it straight back. 93 miles an hour. It's about where Nelson has topped out. He's thrown some 94, a couple at 95. And now he's at 88 pitches, 62 strikes.
Nobody up behind LeMoyne for the Aviators. Looks like Jake will get the eighth.
3-2. High ball four. Just the second walk allowed by Nelson. In fact, he's walked Smith. That's the third walk. Check that. Third walk allowed by Nelson. He's walked Smith twice and Langoliers once. Here's Stevenson. Fly to left, singled, and grounded out to second. And a good play by Reno second baseman Giancarlo Cintron, who went way to his left to grab it. Do a 360 and throw him out. Stevenson, who is a Bay Area guy from Fremont, which is right there by the bay. It's near Hayward. And Cal's coming up. Cal's at 263. A home run, five batted in as an Aviator. The next pitch will be Nelson's 90th. They're stirring in the Reno bullpen. Someone's going to get loose. The pitch is ball one, 1-0.
Yeah, it looks like it's the right hitter, Mitchell Stumpo, wearing number 18, just now firing his first couple of warm-up tosses. So Nelson trying to get through seven for the first time at the Aviators, making him labor.
And Stevenson gets a 93-mile-an-hour fastball and fouls it back. Ball and a strike now.
Well, part of the reason Nelson's been able to pitch through six and two-thirds thus far is that he's had one inning where he's thrown more than 13 pitches. He's been efficient. Getting ahead more often than not with the first pitch always helps.
Not a 1-1. That's right down the middle for a strike. 1-2, off-speed pitch at 82 miles an hour. Sheldon Noisy on deck. So this is key if Stevenson can reach. Here's the stretch, deep left. Carroll going back, racing along the warning track, and he makes a one-handed catch, two steps in front of the wall. Stevenson just missed it. But Carroll hustling over to get it, and the Aviators are turned away in the seventh inning against Ryan Nelson, who now I believe is at 93 pitches. No runs, no hits, no errors. One man left. Through seven, Reno 4, the Aviators 1.
At Finley Toyota, we know how to make things easy. Our friendly and knowledgeable team will guide you every step of the way.
We make it easy to sell your car.
And when it comes time to service your vehicle, our advisory team will make sure your visit is a breeze.
We make it easy to service your car.
Easy peasy. And of course, our maintenance team will ensure your vehicle is in tip-top condition and keep you on the go.
We make it easy to maintain your car.
At Finley Toyota, it's our people that make it easy to purchase and service your vehicle.
They say one great thing leads to another, and that's especially true when you visit a Great Clips salon. When you sit down for a haircut with the skilled and friendly stylists at one of our thousands of convenient Great Clips locations, they'll not only make your hair look great, they'll make you feel great too. And that's something you can't help but share with the world. Download our online check-in app today and opt in to get a Ready Next text when you're up next. Great Clips. It's going to be great.
At PowerShift by NV Energy, we offer the best ways to save energy and money. And there's no better way to save both than with the PowerShift bundle. In just one easy appointment at your home, you get a total of three PowerShift services. We'll install a free smart thermostat, give you a free home assessment with tips to save even more energy, and give you energy-saving items like LED bulbs and air filters for free. Request your bundle today at nvenergy.com/powershift.
All right, we head to the eighth inning. It is a 4-1 lead for the visit, along with Matt Neverett. Jake LeMoyne threw a hitless seventh inning. They want to stretch Jake out for two. This is his 10th appearance, and he's thrown two innings once prior to today. So they want him to throw this inning. And it'll be catcher Grayson Griner, who's been on base three times, and Giancarlo Cintron, and then leadoff man Hummel. Cooper Hummel pitches outside, ball one. Griner has singled, doubled, and walked and scored. He's two for two. Four runs, eight hits, no errors. Foreno for Las Vegas, a run on five hits and no errors. The pitch is foul back. Fastball on his fists at 91. One ball and one strike. Just want to yell.
There's actually a different right-hander warming up for the Reno Aces. It's Keone Kella. Stumpa was warming. Now Kella, the right-hander, wearing number 34, getting loose.
The former Padre, Kella. Here's the 1-1. It's outside, a breaking ball, 2-1. Again, to repeat from earlier in the broadcast, we note with profound sadness the passing of broadcasting legend Vin Scully, just announced not long ago. 2-1, swing and a miss, 2-2. And there are dozens of things that we can say and will be, have been said and written about the very gracious and supremely talented Mr. Scully. Here's the 2-2 to Griner now. Swing and a miss, strike three. Fastball got him, one out. First strikeout for LeMoyne, and Cintron, who's 0-for-2 of the walk, comes up. I just want to read the message, the prayer, and the message that Vin Scully offered when he signed off for the very last time as a Dodger announcer. He said, and I quote, "You and I have been friends for a long time, but I know in my heart that I've always needed you, the fans, more than you've ever needed me, and I'll miss our time together more than I can say. But you know what? There'll be a new day and eventually a new year. Spring, rest assured, once again, it'll be time for Dodger baseball." So this is Vin Scully wishing you a very pleasant good afternoon wherever you may be. Pitches ball one to Cintron. But for those of us lucky enough to know him, there's a ground ball to third, backhanded by Noisy. He fires across to first, and they're two outs. This is it still hasn't sunk in for me, Matt. I know your father knew Mr. Scully. Did you ever have a chance to meet him?
I did not. It's definitely something that I was looking forward to, and I will not get the opportunity, but we'll have to suffice with stories from those that have met him. And he's one of those people, number one, you can't tell the story of baseball without him. Number two, nobody has ever heard a negative word or said a negative word about Vin Scully. He's one of the all-time greats, one of the best guys in the history of the game.
Fastball foul back by Hummel, who's 0-for-3 with a walk and a stolen base. One strike to count. We're in the top of the eighth inning. And Reno leading by a count of 4-1. The strike one to the switch hitting Cooper Hummel, hitting 305. He takes it down and away. Then a count is one ball and one strike.
And one of the things that just shows the character and who Vin Scully was just how gracious he was in his transition from broadcasting a simulcast nearly every day to turning things over to Joe Davis when he retired in 2016. He really guided Joe along.
Pitches outside, 2-1.
And after, you know, kind of almost single-handedly identifying who is now a star in the industry, Joe Davis, Vin Scully, that first year was always there for him, answering questions, and really one of the most gracious transitions in broadcast history.
There's a ground ball to the right of second. Right there's Kevin Smith to pick it up and throw him out. And that's the inning. So, two hitless innings out of the bullpen for Jake LeMoyne as he sets Reno down 1-2-3. We now go to the bottom of the eighth inning for the Aviators 1.
Steiner's, Nevada Style Pub invites you to play the best tavern, keno, and video poker in Vegas. Promos are how we roll, so make the most of your gaming dollars here with us. Come play our proud partner gaming promotion, Fly Aviators Fly, and receive daily free play, bonuses, and more. With a chance to win awesome branded prizes and big money for all the jackpots each week. It's not only great gaming that Steiner's Pub has, it's the 24 awesome rotating draft beers, and Vegas' best appetizers to match. So join us in supporting your Las Vegas Aviators, Golden Knights, Lights, Aces, and the Raiders as we make history in Vegas. Steiner's, the Nevada Style Pub at 8410 West Cheyenne, 1750 North Buffalo, and Las Vegas Boulevard at Windmill. Steiner's, I love this place.
If you need to sell your house,
talk to Aaron Taylor.
You want to sell it fast and get the most cash, talk to Aaron Taylor,
the real estate guy.
Aaron Taylor here, your real estate guy. As expected, our housing market is shifting. With inventory increasing and interest rates rising, our market will stabilize at best. If you're planning on selling your home, I will plan on sooner than later. We have sold over 6,000 homes in the past 27 years and have the number one real estate brand,
the real estate guy,
giving all our sellers a cash advance and doing all repairs to get you top dollar. And for all buyers, our lenders will beat any interest rate from any other mortgage company, giving you, the buyer, a lower payment along with saving you thousands of dollars over the life of the loan. So call the real estate guy today to sell it fast and get the most cash. 702-310-6683. That's 702-310-MOVE. eXp Realty, license number 38886. Call for details.
Talk to Aaron Taylor,
the real estate guy.
All right, we head to the eighth inning now. Bottom of the eighth inning, that is. Reno with a run on the first, a run on the third, and two in the sixth, leading Las Vegas 4-1. The story of this game, this performance by Reno starter Ryan Nelson, who's now been pulled after seven strong innings. He allowed just a run earned on five hits, walked three, struck out four, 93 pitches, 65 strikes. And other than the run that Vegas got on the fourth inning, also now Keone Kella comes in, the former Pirate, delivers a fastball for a strike at 96 to Sheldon Noisy. It's 0-1.
Kella rehabbing from Tommy John surgery in May of last year, signed as a minor league free agent in March. This is his AAA debut for the Reno Aces.
Breaking ball to the dirt, ball one, 1-1. Noisy, the only multiple hit effort against Nelson, 2-for-3 with two solidly hit singles. Luis Barrera next, then Shea Langeliers. So Kella on rehab. And here we go. Nobody on, nobody out. Las Vegas needs some base runners for sure. There's a lifted foul ball to the right. That's going to go back out of play. 1-1 on Sheldon Noisy. That pitch was at 95.
Yeah, Kella, when he is healthy and throwing at his best legitimate upper 90s stuff, he's best profiles as a late-inning reliever. Served as both a setup man and a closer for the Rangers and the Pirates. And in three outings, including two starts in the Arizona Camp League, didn't give up any runs over three innings. Walked two, struck out four. So those are his only other appearances here on the season and in the Diamondbacks organization.
Cintron, the second baseman, hustled over to get that ball and toss it out of play. So we wait because he's not quite in position yet. 1-2. Noisy hitting .413 as an Aviator. Hit closer to .230 in the big leagues. There's a breaking ball, a called third strike. Pitch drifted over the outside corner, and Noisy caught looking. So Sheldon's 2-for-4, and here's Barrera, 1-for-3, and scored the lone Vegas run of the fourth inning when Vince Fernandez wrapped into a double play.
A weird look there. I think Nate Tomlinson might have lost track of the balls and strikes. He signaled it as if it were a regular strike, kind of got everybody delayed, and then as Noisy was walking away, held up the fist for strike three. That was a weird look behind home plate.
Barrera hits a sharp ground ball, diving stop on the first baseman, Canzone, who gets up and underhands to Kella covering. And Barrera retired. Luis looked like he had a base hit to right, but Canzone had other ideas. Two quick outs in the Vegas eighth, and here's Langeliers, who's fouled out, single and walked against the starter, Ryan Nelson. Nelson trying to join Jake Kalig of Salt Lake and Colin Wiles of the Aviators as the only eight-game winners in the league. Here's Langeliers, and Vince Fernandez moves to the on-deck area outside the first base dugout. Kella okays the sign of the catcher Griner and the pitch. Langeliers takes it up and in, ball one.
And with this seven innings on the mound tonight, Nelson tying his teammate Tommy Henry for the most innings pitched out of any Pacific Coast League pitchers, both at 108 on the year. Always good when your league leader are two guys in the same rotation.
1-0. There's a ground ball to third. Two hopper for Hager. He gloves and throws and gets Langoliers. So Kella only needed, well, I think it was seven pitches to get through the inning. A strikeout and two ground outs. And now some hollering. I think Kella?
Somebody's he just got tossed. Yeah.
Kella just got tossed.
A couple of words for the home crowd. He blew a kiss to the crowd, and when the umpire went to check his hand, he tossed him immediately.
A bit of bizarre turn of events right here.
We played eight innings. Reno 4, the Aviators 1.
The Las Vegas Review-Journal is a proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators. You can find all your breaking news, sports, weather, business, and entertainment stories in print and online. Plus, stay informed and on the go with the Review Journal 7-at-7, a 7-minute newscast from the largest and most trusted news source in Nevada. Find it all at ReviewJournal.com.
Red Rock Resort and Casino is your Las Vegas Aviators pregame and postgame hangout destination. With a 16-screen movie theater, a 72-lane bowling center, and many award-winning restaurants and bars, you'll find something for everyone to enjoy. Located conveniently next to the Las Vegas ballpark, there's no better place to continue the fun. Red Rock Resort and Casino, a proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Elevate your next experience at the Las Vegas Ballpark and watch the Las Vegas Aviators from the Play Studios club-level seats and suites. Enjoy specialty cocktails and food choices in the air-conditioned VIP Premium Lounge. Call 702-943-7200 for more information.
All right, welcome back. Now we go to the top of inning number 9. It's still a 4-1 lead for the visiting Reno Aces. And if they hang on, they'll move 3.5 games ahead of Las Vegas in the Pacific Coast League's Western Division. Ted Wien's trivia question coming up. Jorge Ruiz comes out of the bullpen to work the ninth inning. Russ Langer here with Matt Neverett. And so good job by Jake LeMoyne. Two innings, no runs, no hits, a walk, and a strikeout. It's been Logue, who's the pitcher of record. McKay, Kolarik, LeMoyne, and now Jorge Ruiz. Jorge's in his 26th game. 4 wins, 1 defeat, a 4.78 ERA over 32 innings. And he'll try to keep it 4-1, facing William Defoe, or Wilmer Defoe, the pitch low ball 1-1-0. Wilmer Defoe has a single in 3 at-bats, a run scored, and he knocked in a run with his 6th inning sacrifice fly. Corbin Carroll on deck, then Stone Garrett, 2-3-4 in the Reno order. There's a cutter swung on and missed, strike one, 1-1. More action in the Reno pen. Fastball strike in the inside corner. 1 ball and 2 strikes is the count now. And a 1-2. There's a ground ball to second. To his left is Mondu from the lip of the outfield grass. He lobs it over to McKinney. One out. And a batter, Corbin Carroll. It was a single in 4 at-bats. J.B. Bukauskas is throwing in the Reno bullpen. Interesting, because Bukauskas does not have any saves or even save opportunities. Here's the pitch. Strike on the outside corner, 0-1. So we'll see. Carroll struck out in the 6th in his last bat against Adam Kolarik. One out, nobody on, top of the 9th. Here's the look. And the 0-1 now. Cutter is outside at 85, 1-1. When Las Vegas bats in the 9th for their last chance, it'll be Vince Fernandez, Nate Mondu, and Billy McKinney, all left-handed hitters. Christian Pache due up 4th. Here's the 1-1 to Carroll. He swings and lifts it foul back out of play. It is 1 ball and 2 strikes. So Keone Kella worked a perfect eighth inning in his rehab stint. Struck out one, got two ground outs. And as he walked off the mound, Matt, well, I'll let you take it from here since you witnessed it a little better. The pitch is a swing and a miss, and he's out on strikes. Strike three. So Carroll is out. Two down for Stone Garrett.
It was just a weird happenstance. You know, typically the inning will end, we say our piece, and we get off the air. But heard the umpire yelling something to the effect of get off the field to Keone Kella, blowing kisses to the crowd. And as the third base umpire, Clint Vondrak, went to check his hand on the substance check, it was quick. Kella said something was tossed immediately and sprinted into the visiting clubhouse.
Garrett swings and misses strike one, 0-1.
Just a weird circumstance, and for Kella, it's his first outing outside of the complex league since May of last year. You'd think he would be maybe a bit more grateful to play in an actual game that matters for something. But, yeah, just a weird look there after seven pitches in 1-2-3 inning.
Garrett takes a strike, 0-2. Garrett, 1-for-3 with a double, also hit by a pitch and scored once. Fly to center against LeMoyne his last time up. The outfield deep. And why not? He's got 25 home runs, leads the league with 86 RBIs. Pitches down low, 1-2. Proud, but they've been sitting on their hands for most of this one. Aviators' closest look at the game was the fourth inning when they got a run and make it 2-1. Now they're down 4-1 in the ninth. This will be a 1-2 to Garrett. Ruiz lets it fly. And that pitch is down low, kicking to the left of the plate, 2-2. On Stone Garrett. Well, Nelson went 7. Kella went 1. And the bottom of the ninth still to be played. 2-2 ground ball foul right to the on-deck man. Dominic Fletcher, who grabs it with the gloved right hand. And takes a big practice swing with that weighted bat. 2-2. Four runs, eight hits, one error, or no errors, that is, for the visiting Reno Aces. Las Vegas, a run on five hits and no errors. Ruiz with a 2-2. A pop fly into shallow right center field. Racing in is Barrera, and he's not going to get there. A little Texas League flair between Barrera and Nate Mondu, who went out for it. Garrett's second hit, a little dunker that plopped in there between the two. That extends the inning for Fletcher. It was a pop-up RBI single and four at-bats. Nine hits for Reno. Now Garrett has 15 steals and has been caught just twice, so we'll see if they cut him loose here. Garrett takes his lead, and the first pitch, slider foul back by Fletcher. Strike one, it's 0-1.
And Reno unlikely to attempt a stolen base here, leading 4-1 in the top of the ninth inning. But as a team, they do run early and they run often. Stolen base tonight by Hummel and Griner, giving them 118 on the year. The Aviators have 63.
And that swung on and missed, 0-2. Two strikes on Dominic Fletcher, hitting 307. Throw to first base to keep Garrett near the bag. Now Ruiz nods yes to the sign offered by Langoliers, who wants the pitch up. And the pitch is up. Swung on a missed strike three. Elevated the fastball. It's right where Langoliers wanted it. The inning is over. So Ruiz throws a scoreless ninth. No runs, a hit, no errors, and one left. We go to the bottom of the ninth inning. Last call for the Aviators. Reno 4, Las Vegas 1.
The world's best pizza, and you made it.
I made it.
But what if no one could taste it because they couldn't find it to order online?
Sad.
Very sad. Luckily, 99.9% reliability from Cox Business Internet does more than help with everyday tasks. It helps connect your business to your customers.
Order up!
So the world's best pizza can finally reach the world. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. All services subject to Cox Business General terms.
They say one great thing leads to another, and that's especially true when you visit a Great Clips salon.
When you sit down for a haircut with the skilled and friendly stylist at one of our thousands of convenient Great Clips locations, they'll not only make your hair look great, they'll make you feel great too. And that's something you can't help but share with the world. Download our online check-in app today and opt in to get a ready next text when you're up next. Great Clips. It's going to be great.
Every Tuesday when the Las Vegas Aviators are home, we transform to the Reyes de Plata as part of baseball's Copa de la Diversión. Celebrate Hispanic heritage with incredible food, drinks, and entertainment. Purchase your tickets now at aviatorslv.com.
Bentley Chevrolet is Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealership. Again, find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Bentley Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the...
J.B. Bukauskas comes in to try to save this one, although he's not been in a safe situation this year. Ross Langer here with Matt Neverett. We'll see how it works out for J.B. He comes in to try to get the last three outs. Bukauskas is 6 feet tall, 208 pounds, 25 years old, out of Ashburn, Virginia. He was with the Diamondbacks briefly last year and with Reno. His overall figures... He is 0-1 in eight games, a 3.38 ERA. In eight innings, he's given up 11 hits, no home runs. He's not walked anybody, interestingly, and has struck out seven. So, Ben Fernandez struck out twice and hit into a double play, comes up now. Fastball, chop foul, straight back on the ground, 94-mile-an-hour pitch, strike one. Fernandez... They said 0-for-3, and his double play ground ball in the fourth did produce a run, not an RBI, because it was a double play. But the Aviators have been quiet before and since. High foul to the left, and Carroll's going to watch that one sail into the seats. Two strikes on Vince Fernandez.
Given the game situation, and now even more so with an 0-2 count, Fernandez can't fall into the trap of trying to do too much. Can't hit a three-run home run with nobody on base, so... He's going to need to start the cavalry. Just try to find a way on anyway.
Here's the 0-2. Fernandez hit by the pitch, and the Aviators catch a break. Down by three to get the leadoff man on an 0-2 pitch that hit Fernandez. Vince ended up on the ground in a push-up position.
When I said he needed to find a way on anyway, that's not necessarily what I had in mind, but similar to Lowe getting knocked on the foot earlier, as long as you can get it on that bottom insole of the shoe itself, really not too bad. I mean, he'll feel it tomorrow for sure, but as far as mobility in the current game, he's going to be just fine at first, and that's a big base runner.
The pitch, meanwhile, is ball one to Mondu. On deck, the potential tying run in Billy McKinney. Mondu's fly to left, hit a bullet back to Nelson, who threw him out, and hit a sharp ground ball to second in the sixth, all against Nelson. Fastball low at 95, 2-0.
And just in case, the Aviators with Garrett Acton warming beyond the right field fence. Game would need to go to extras for Acton to get in.
Reno bullpen quiet. Here's the 2-0 to Mondu. Fastball, that jumps in there for a strike at 2-1. Center cut pitch.
You like the conservative approach there by Mondu, but a 2-0 fastball, a seed right down the middle. I know he's kicking himself for not offering up at that one.
Outfield straight away, medium depth. Here's the 2-1. Big chopper to second. Cintron has it. Feed second for one. On to first, and that's a double play. 4-6-3. And so the Aviators now are down to their final out, and it's up to Billy McKinney, who has struck out, lined out, and struck out again. Now, if McKinney reaches, Christian Pache will be next. The second double play turned by the aces in this game. McKinney takes a breaking ball low at 87, ball one. One ball and no strikes. Koskis with a sign from Griner, delivers. Fastball foul back. Billy got a good swing on that pitch at 93 and sent it hurtling to the netting. One ball and one strike now. Reno's led since shortly after the anthem. With a run in the top of the first, got a run in the third, and Las Vegas with a one in the fourth, and they've been quiet before and since. Reno tacked on two insurance runs in the sixth. Here's the 1-1 pitch to Billy McKinney. He hits a one-hopper that's going to go down the right field line, past Garrett, all the way to the fence. McKinney, who had four triples in the Albuquerque series, going to third, he slides, and he's got another triple. Holy cow, another triple for Billy McKinney.
Perfectly timed on the three-bagger by Billy McKinney. And this not typically a triples ballpark, especially down that right field corner. It was part because of where he hit it, part because he didn't absolutely clobber it. I mean, if he hits that thing harder, it clangs off the wall, and Garrett's got a chance to limit him to a double. But because that thing just kind of kept rolling and split the infielders and snuck past Garrett, a chance for Pache with a runner on third.
That means the double play is huge now. Pitch is inside, ball one. So here's Pache. So Las Vegas still with a pulse on the triple by McKinney, his fifth triple. And again, he kept hitting three baggers in the Albuquerque series and has picked it up here. Pache 0 for 3. Pitch is low. 2-0. Pache's popped out, flied out, and grounded out. If he reaches, Kevin Smith will be next.
You mentioned the double plays. Both have really put a damper on what otherwise would have been rally-producing innings, especially in the fourth. It was runners on first and second, nobody out.
The 2-0. There's a slider. He swung at it, and that might have been ball three. But it's strike one, 2-1. McKinney stands at third, walks off the bag. Nobody on the right side of the infield except for the first baseman, Dominic Canzone. The 2-1 on the way to Pache. Down and away. Same pitch. This time he laid off. 3-1 on Christian Pache. Well, the Aviators looked like they caught a break when Fernandez was hit on the 0-2 pitch. And the double play took the air out of the balloon. But then the triple by McKinney. And it's 3-1 on Christian Pache. Bukauskas ready and the 3-1. High fly to right. Deep toward the corner. Garrett races over. He's there. He's got it at the line. And the game ends. Reno with a 4-1 win. I'll be back with the totals after this.
This summer is the perfect time to hit the open road in a new Chevy. With its impressive towing capability, Chowden making some waves. With its off-road capabilities, Chevy Trailblazer is open to new points of view.
Wow.
And with its many safety features, Chevy Equinox is open to added confidence on your weekend getaways. See how a new Chevy can help you go a little farther this summer. Visit Henderson Chevrolet, best of them all.
Keep your energy going strong with FlexPay from NV Energy. FlexPay helps you flex your budgeting muscles with more ways to pay. Pay in advance or as you go. Pay down past due balances and choose the amounts and dates that work best for you. All without any deposits, credit checks, or late fees. So whether you want more flexibility or are just trying to manage your budget, FlexPay can help keep it in good shape. Learn more and sign up at nvenergy.com/FlexPay.
Family owned and operated, Ted Wien's Complete Auto Service has been supporting the Las Vegas Valley and handling all of your Bridgestone and Firestone needs since 1948. Swing on in for a set of innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone tires today. We do auto repairs too. No job too big or small. 9 locations throughout the valley. Make an appointment today. Visit us at tedweens.com to find a location near you.
Welcome back. Well, the Reno Aces win game one of a six-game series. They've now moved 3.5 games ahead of the Aviators. Home stand. Reno now 55-45 And they've now won 8 and lost 5 in head-to-head meetings against Las Vegas this year. Reno, 4 runs, 9 hits, no errors, leaving 10. Las Vegas is now 51-48, and the Aviators with this loss have now dropped 12 of their last 15. They get a run on 6 hits and no errors, leaving 7. Winning pitcher, Ryan Nelson out of Henderson Basic High School. He's 8-5. And J.B. Bukauskas with his first save, the loss to Zach Logue, who pitched well enough to keep his team in the game, but absorbs the loss to go to 3-4 on the year. One home run hit by Dominic Canzone, a solo home run in the sixth inning for the Reno Aces. And for Canzone, that was his ninth of the year. A crowd, a sellout crowd of 8,285, the ninth sellout of the year at Las Vegas Ballpark, paid to see the game 2 hours, 37 minutes on the time. And on the Hash House of Go-Go postgame show, we'll do a recap, and then we'll get you updated on all the scores coming up right after this.
Strike three, you're out.
Are you tired of striking out with coffee or sales companies? Hit a home run with AIS, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators. We do more than just sell printers and copiers. We also provide phone systems, IT services, and recently, automated temperature scanners. Everything your business needs to grow while keeping your employees and visitors safe. Let's have a conversation about how technology can automate your business. Call us today at 702-951-4AIS or visit us online at AIS-now.com. Worry less with AIS.
Honey, Neighborhood Watch just called. They said they caught you hiding in the bushes again.
But I saw Joni and Steve leaving.
Not this again.
How do they afford that bougie golf club membership?
Listen, I talked to Steve, and he said they found a way to supplement their income.
I knew it. I must get back to my bush to find out.
No. Now just sit down. I found out that they invest at Ignite Funding.
That sounds too good to be true.
Yeah, I thought so too. But you know what? I talked to them, and we can get passive income in collateralized real estate investments.
Whoa. Hold on. Our investments are
invested. So how do you feel about a trip to Bora Bora?
Ignite Funding. Short-term investments for long-time investors. To learn more, visit ignitefunding.com or call 702-761-0000. That's 702-761-0000.
Greetings, mortals. I am Poinsettia, goddess of points. Did you know the Wander card from Credit One Bank allows you to earn points on your adventures? National parks, zoos, amusement parks, and other places mortals visit, like professional sporting events and theatrical productions. On large hills with snow, at carnivals with mystics, a personal favorite. Enjoy the full bounty of this well-traveled and accepted credit card.
The Wander card by Credit One Bank. Life ever rewarded. Visit GoCreditOne.com. Official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. Terms apply. Visit GoCreditOne.com for more details.
Welcome back, and welcome to the Hash House of Go-Go postgame show. Well, the Aviators off a lackluster situation in Albuquerque where they dropped 4 out of 6 and a frustrating series for them because they easily could have had a couple of more wins in that particular series, and they had a day off yesterday hoping that the day off and getting back home where they've been tough to beat all year, entering tonight, Las Vegas a 28-20 home record, one of the best home records in the league, but Reno, the best road record in the league. And they came in and they beat the Aviators, so they strike the first blow. They went 4-1, 5 games left, but the Aviators are now 3.5 out, and they've now dropped 12 of their last 15 contests. Well, the top of the first innings when Reno got started, a one-out bloop single by William Defoe, then a base hit by Corbin Carroll chased Defoe to third. He scored on a base hit later by Dominic Fletcher, and it was 1-0 Reno. They made it 2-0 in the third, when with one out, Stone Garrett laced a double to right center and later scored on a base hit by Jake Hager. And then in the fourth inning, singles by Luis Barrera and Shea Langeliers put runners in the corners. Vince Fernandez hit into a double play. Barrera did score, and at that point it was a 2-1 lead for Reno. But that would be the closest look that the Aces would give the Aviators in this game. Reno got 2 more in the sixth against the Vegas bullpen, a solo home run by Canzone, and a run-scoring fly ball by Wilmer Defoe, and the Aviators never really threatened other than the run that they scored. They had 2 on with 1 out in the sixth, and they had a 2-out triple in the ninth by Billy McKinney before Christian Pache flied out to Stone, Garrett, and Wright to end it. And Reno with a 4-1 triumph. I'll be back with some scores next, right after this.
Greetings, mortals. I am Poinsettany, goddess of points. Did you know the Wander card from Credit One Bank allows you to earn points on your adventures? National parks, zoos, amusement parks, and other places mortals visit, like professional sporting events and theatrical productions. On large hills with snow, at carnivals with mystics, a personal favorite. Enjoy the full bounty of this well-traveled and accepted credit card.
The Wander card by Credit One Bank. Life ever rewarded. Visit GoCreditOne.com. Official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. Terms apply. Visit GoCreditOne.com for more details.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Picture another world, another dimension, where left is right, up is down, and chicken sandwiches only cost $1. This place exists, and it's called the Carl's Jr. App. So when you buy one hand-breaded chicken sandwich, you get another for just $1.
Cluckbait!
It's time to fall for some cluckbait. Bite into the hand-breaded chicken menu only at Carl's Jr. Feed your happy.
Available for a limited time at participating restaurants exclusively in the Carl's Jr. App or website by registered My Rewards members. Tax not included. See app or website for additional terms and conditions.
The world's best pizza, and you made it.
I made it.
But what if no one could taste it because they couldn't find it to order online?
Sad.
Very sad. Luckily, 99.9% reliability from Cox Business Internet does more than help with everyday tasks. It helps connect your business to your customers.
Order up!
So the world's best pizza can finally reach the world. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. All services subject to Cox Business General Terms.
Through an incredible season of professional baseball at the Las Vegas Ballpark. See the top prospects of the Oakland Athletics as you enjoy best-in-class food and drink experiences. Get your tickets now at aviatorslv.com.
Hey, welcome on back. RS, check some scores on the Hash House of Go-Go scoreboard here. As the post-game show continues from the Las Vegas ballpark, as far as the Pacific Coast League is concerned, everything's final. Sugarland beat Round Rock in the first of six in Sugarland. That was a 4-3 final there. Oklahoma City held on to defeat the Salt Lake Bees. That was a 2-1 final. And El Paso, with a 16-hit attack, outslugged Albuquerque 13-9. And it was Tacoma with a 5-2 victory over Sacramento. In Sacramento, begin a six-game series there. Those are your Pacific Coast League scores. As far as the major leagues are concerned, in San Diego, a doubleheader. The Padres won the first game over the Rockies 13-5. They're in the bottom of the eighth of the second game in San Diego. Rockies and Padres tied at 2. The Reds beat the Marlins earlier 2-1. It was Washington over the Mets 5-1. The Seattle Mariners defeated the Yankees. That was an 8-6 final there. Pittsburgh beat Milwaukee 5-3. It was Arizona 6, Cleveland 3. Toronto took Tampa. That was a 3-1 final there. The Atlanta Braves were 13-1 winners at home over the Phillies. Detroit beat Minnesota 5-3. The Cardinals and Adam Wainwright shut out the Cubs 6-0. Baltimore beat Texas. That was an 8-2 final. Meanwhile, the Red Sox edged Houston 2-1. The White Sox were 9-2 winners over Kansas City. The Angels defeated Oakland 3-1. And the Dodgers knocked off the San Francisco Giants by a score of 9-5. I'll be back to wrap things up next from Las Vegas Ballpark right after this.
You're taking flight with the Las Vegas Aviators on Raider Nation Radio 920 Las Vegas.
In the front, we'll take out that tree, install a new fence.
You're gonna call 811, right?
Isn't that just for excavators?
No, dude. Calling 811 is for excavators, homeowners, contractors, anyone. Natural gas lines and other utilities can be buried anywhere. Call 811 two working days before any digging project to get all underground lines marked for free.
Thanks, deep-voiced narrator.
You're welcome, dude. Brought to you by Southwest Gas.
Somewhere, after several drinks, a guy at a party stumbles towards the door.
Ugh, are you okay to drive?
I have a perfect record, not one crash.
Yet.
Dude, who even are you? Nothing's ever happened to me.
Yet.
Hey, no one's had a problem riding with me before.
yet.
What?
Bad things haven't happened yet. Always drive sober. Paid for by the Nevada Departments of Public Safety and Transportation.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
When was the last time you changed your spark plugs? Replacing your spark plugs can restore the efficiency and performance of your vehicle. Stop by and get a $12 O'Reilly Auto Parts gift card after mail-in rebate when you purchase four or more select Iridium spark plugs. Get better performance with new spark plugs from your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store or O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
Family-owned and operated, Ted Wien's Complete Auto Service has been supporting the Las Vegas Valley and handling all of your Bridgestone and Firestone needs since 1948. Swing on in for a set of innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone tires today. We do auto repairs, too. No job too big or small. 9 locations throughout the valley. Make an appointment today. Visit us at tedweens.com to find a location near you.
Well, the Reno Aces have not announced their starter. It'll be a first pitch at 7:05, 6:50 for the pregame show. The Aviators will go with one of the left-handed pitchers that they just got from the New York Yankees in the Frankie Montas, Lou Trevino deal. That's J.P. Sears, who's from South Carolina. And J.P. will make these. He's been in the big leagues briefly with the Yankees, but now after that trade, we'll see how he does here at Las Vegas Ballpark. And it's an important game because the Aviators need to get even with Reno to get back to within 2.5 games of first place. We'll see how it all works out tomorrow. Bark in the park tomorrow. Bring your pooch. It's always fun when the doggies come out. And the Aviators will look to get even while Reno tries to make it two straight in this six-game series. Want to give thanks to Chris Chapman, who did another terrific job producing this broadcast back at the Lotus headquarters. And thanks to all of you very sincerely for tuning in this evening. In the meantime, for Matt Neverett, this is Russ Langer wishing all a very fine evening from Las Vegas Ballpark. Where tonight, the Reno Aces defeated the Las Vegas Aviators 4-1. Good night.
You've been listening to Las Vegas Aviators Baseball on AM 920 Raider Nation Radio. Brought to you by Visit Laughlin.com, Laborers 872, Pulte Homes, America First Credit Union, Valley Health System, STN Sports, and Credit One Bank, the official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. Thanks for listening to Las Vegas Aviators Baseball on AM 920 Raider Nation Radio.
The Las Vegas Aviators are landing in your ears on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM, KRLV Las Vegas. Your afternoon Raiders fix with your boy Q on Unnecessary Roughness from 2 to 5 on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM, KRLV Las Vegas.
This is VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
This is the Look Ahead with Scott Seidenberg on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Hi, everyone, and a very pleasant